boxes in the ballpark. And in section 14-3, in excess of the first base gained by Papalea. In sections 1-6, in excess of the first base gained by Bridges Chicken, Party Chicken, Leftfield Picnic Area, and exit by the Picnic Concession Stand. Centerfield, Splash Gap, and Playground Area, and exit the Centerfield Gate. Rockfield Picnic Area, and exit behind the Rockfield Picnic Factory.
We have increased user segment of surrounding neighbors at the ballpark. Noise may have allowed us to come, please. If you need to smoke, or use an electronic cigarette, the smoking area is located down the third base line, and they'll see on the hot
and/or gift cards at the concession stand and souvenir store. You may purchase gift cards at the information station behind section 13. In case if at some point during the game you are aiding your medical assistance, Westex Urgent Care First Aid Station located on the concourse also behind section 13. Have your scorecards and have the announcement of the starting lineup brought to you by VIP Sports Getaway. Of course, for the visiting, from the Christy Post. Leading off for Corpus Christi, the center fielder, number 1, Drew Gilbert. At second, the right fielder, number 4, Zach Daniels. Adding third, the left fielder, number 36, Joey Lombardino. At fourth, the third baseman, number 33, Zach DeVito. Adding fifth, the designated hitter, number 3, Colin Harper. Adding sixth, the second baseman, number 10, Luis Javier Jr. Adding seventh, the shortstop, number 6, Chad Stevens. Adding eighth, the first baseman, number 22, Jordan Brewer. Adding ninth, the catcher, number 2, TJ Stubbs. Ending the mound tonight, the Corpus Christi Post, number 24, Peyton Funway. Leading off for the Rockhounds, the center fielder, number 1, Lawrence Buckler. Batting second, the third baseman, number 12, Brett Harris. Batting third, the shortstop, number 2, Darryl Verney. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, number 9, Greg Dykeman. Adding fifth, the right fielder, number 29, Denzel Clark. Adding sixth, the catcher, number 33, Shane McGuire. Adding seventh, the first baseman, number 24, DJ Schwartz. Adding eighth, the left fielder, number 22, Lazaro Armentero. Adding ninth, the second baseman, number 27, Drew Swift. And taking him out tonight, New York Rockhounds, number 14, Jack Cushing. Thank you.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
There are, of course, differences between major and minor league. We all know that. But the minors have, well, I think it's a little bit of an advantage over the big leagues in one regard, and it's exactly what we have here this evening. This is game 70 of a 138-game schedule, but it's also game number one. This is the start of the second half in all of the affiliated minor leagues from single A, both advanced A and single A, double A, triple A, split the seasons in half, and that means everybody starts brand new here this evening. Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks about to play the first six of this second half, and this has been just such a very good rivalry over the years. Hooks, double A affiliate of the Houston Astros, of course, and the Rockhounds, double A affiliate of the Oakland A's. Second half, as mentioned, begins this evening. The first half champs, and we tip our caps to the San Antonio Missions in the South. They won a relatively close race. It really was close all the way. In the North, it was a two-horse race pretty much from the get-go, and Arkansas broke away late, the Travelers by four games, winning the first half over the Tulsa Drillers. The top two records, by the way, in the Texas League, both belonging to the teams out of the North, Tulsa and Arkansas. And my goodness, what a difference it was between the two divisions. Tulsa, again, Tulsa, the Travelers and the Drillers, Tulsa Drillers, Arkansas Travelers, they were really tight all the way. But by the time the first half was over, Springfield was 11 back, Northwest Arkansas 16, and Wichita Windsurge 16 and a half games back. Meantime, the entire South, and I'll tell you why I bring this up, the entire South separated by just 5.5 games, and that's not much separation at all. So as this second half begins, you'd have to think that all five teams in the South feel as if they can be very definitely a factor in the second half. San Antonio, of course, their ticket is punched to the postseason, and should the Mission sweep both halves, and a wild card team would oppose them in the playoffs. But it just looks on paper anyway as if we should have a really good pennant race in the second half of the Texas League South Division. These teams have met twice, once at each venue on the season, and the Hooks have a 7-5 advantage. They won four out of six at Whataburger Field not long ago, and in late April the team split a six-game series here. In game number one of this set, it'll be Peyton Plumlee, right-hander going for Corpus Christi. 0-5, 9.60 ERA, so clearly the numbers have not been what he would like. Plumlee will make his 10th appearance, his 6th as a starter for the Hooks, and his second outing against the Rockhounds. He faced the Hounds briefly in relief in the previous series. Jack Cushing gets the call for the Hounds. He is 1-3 with a 5.88 earned run average, and he'll make his 12th appearance, his 11th as a starter for the Rockhounds. Will Jack Cushing in this evening's ball game? We'll get you set for the first pitch and get things going. Half number two, and I give you a great line, by the way, from my colleague Michael Coffin of the Hooks when the Rockhounds pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
The second half begins tonight, as we mentioned. One of the best people on planet Earth, by the way, is the radio voice of the Corpus Christi Hooks, dear friend of mine, Michael Coffin. And Mike and I were visiting just a little bit before the ball game, and he had a great line. We were just talking about the second half beginning, and Mike said, "Yeah, you know what? We got a battle of first place clubs going on here tonight." Yeah, I know. 1001, 1002. Yeah, well, everybody's in first place, I guess, but I love that attitude, Michael. I love that attitude. Rockhounds taking the diamond, and when you think about summertime in West Texas, you think hot and windy, and boy, it is both this evening, and I mean both by the bunches. We have 20-mile-an-hour wind, and it is blowing largely inward, and it is really going to be a factor in this game, and we have triple digits on the thermometer, so hot and windy it is. Just ahead of the first pitch of this game, let's take you downstairs for the anthem. Way to start a brand new half of baseball. Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks. Hooks in the first half were 33-36. I mentioned visiting with Michael Croppin, the voice of the Hooks, said it was kind of amazing over the last 2 or 3 weeks. The Hooks several times have flirted with 500 and just not quite been able to get back to it. Rockhounds, of course, well, they had the lead in the South Division for a good portion of the first half. The boy hit a slide, did a bit of a rough road trip, and then the Amarillo Sod Poodles came to town, and my goodness, they just steamrolled the Hounds. So for both of these ball clubs, brand spanking new start. Mentioned it should be a really good, race in the Texas League South Division in the second half, and that second half gets underway in just moments. Jack Cushing, baseball in hand, first pitch of the game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Here we have bright blue summertime skies, 103 degrees. And again, the wind is 20 miles an hour. And boy, it has barely budged from that mark. So it is strong and it is consistent. And it is blowing right to left and inward. That's good news, certainly, for the pitchers. Inward, of course, helps in general. And in from the right will also help to keep that short porch in right field a little bit less reachable. Drew Gilbert will lead it off. Outstanding prospect for the Astros. Left-handed hitter stands in. Jack Cushing, baseball in hand. Let's start a brand new half of Texas League Baseball from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Our first pitch of the game is over the inside edge for a called strike, 0-1. Drew Gilbert in center field, the leadoff batter. Zach Daniels in right field, batting number two for the Hooks. Gilbert waves, pitch from Cushing, ground ball sharply hit, but foul wide of first base, count 0-2. So Zach Daniels on deck, the right fielder, Daniels batting second. Joey Loperfido, who has just feasted on the Rockhounds, will bat third. He's the left fielder. Loperfido is in left. Zach DiCenzo, the third baseman, will bat cleanup. DiCenzo at third base. 0-2 count to Gilbert, leading it off. Pitch from Cushing, line shot right side, and that is going to be deflected by Drew Swift, but into right field for a base hit. Good swing of the bat there by Gilbert on an 0-2 pitch. Just turned and sent a sharp line drive. It was a short hop, and Drew tried to pick it. Made a good effort for the ball. Got by him into right field, base hit. So one on and nobody out with an 0-2 single for Drew Gilbert. And here's Zach Daniels. Fellow former University of Tennessee ball, by the way, at the top of this order. Rest of the batting order, Colin Barber, the DH, and he'll bat fifth. Barber, the designated hitter. Luis Aviles Jr., my goodness, has he arrived with authority just joining the club a couple of weeks ago. Aviles at second base, batting sixth. Pitch to Daniels, finds the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Chad Stevens, batting seventh. He's the shortstop. Stevens is at short. Jordan Brewer, the first baseman, batting eighth. Brewer is at first base. Gilbert takes the lead. Bright orange spikes, by the way. He's a swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch away. Count goes 0-2 to Daniels. C.J. Stubbs rounds it out for the hooks. He's the catcher. Stubbs batting ninth and doing the catching. One on and nobody down. Second consecutive 0-2 count for Cushing. Jack comes set. Now delivers, and this ball swung on, sent down the right field side. That ball's got a chance, fair or foul. It is a fair ball into the corner. Boy, back-to-back 0-2 base hits. And that ball again down the line, and that was out of our line of sight when it hit terra firma, so that is a double into the right field corner. Boy, that's got to be frustrating for Jack Cushing. Got ahead of both of the first two hitters in this ballgame, 0-2. But Gilbert laces a single, and Daniels follows with a double. Second and third, nobody out, and here's Joey Loperfido. Just about the last guy the Rockhounds would like to see in this scenario. Joey just under 300 for the season and just over 400 in the season series covering 12 games with the Hounds. Second and third and nobody out. Cushing comes set, big tall left-handed hitter takes up and away. Ball one from Loperfido. With two different sides to the coin, of course, if you're a pitcher, you get ahead 0-2 and give up base hits, drives you crazy. But from the hitting perspective, two really good swings of the bat. One ball, no strikes. Pitch to the outside edge is wide. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Loperfido. Gilbert, Daniels, and Loperfido up top. DiCenzo, Barber, and Aviles Jr. in the middle of the order. Stevens, Brewer, and Stubbs rounded out. Set by Cushing, runners take their leads. Stretch and pitch, and a swing and a miss. Breaking pitch, a little off speed down in the zone. Two balls and a strike to count. Entire playing surface in bright sunlight, the shadow cast by the roof of this stadium, just sneaking up to the back of the batter's boxes. 1-2 set, Cushing with a pitch. That's inside, and that's ball three, 3-1. Loperfido on the year has 12 home runs and 40 runs driven in, leading the hooks. Pulls the hands way up high. Stirs that bat, twitches it a little bit from time to time. He's ready. 3-1 pitch, ground ball first base, and that'll be handled nicely by J.J. Schwarz. He'll underhand to Cushing for the out. Run will score. And both runners will move up. So Loperfido is out. 3-1 goes the put out, but he drives in another. The first out of this inning. Loperfido, by the way, has 41 runs batted in with that RBI, and 14 of them, better than one-third, have come against the Rockhounds. So 1-0 hooks, runner at third, one man down. The batter is Zach DiCenzo. Right-handed hitting third baseman, infield in all the way around. Cushing with a big, deep breath, delivers and backs one up over the inside part of the plate for a called strike. It's 0-1. DiCenzo at 306, a home run and seven driven in. Set by Cushing, hands at the belt. 0-1 pitch, and that's down and in. One ball and one strike. Rockhounds have Lazaro Armenteros in left field. Lawrence Butler is in center. Denzel Clark is in right field. Brett Harris is at third base. Daryl Hernandez at shortstop. One ball, one strike. DiCenzo waits, takes up and in. Almost got him. Two balls and a strike. Drew Swift, newest of the Rockhounds. What a series he had. Three games anyway. A great weekend in San Antonio. Drew Swift is at second. J.J. Schwarz is the Rockhounds' first baseman. Shane McGuire doing the catching. And here's Cushing's pitch. Backs one up, and that's high and tight. That's ball three. So a runner at third, one run in, one man down, and a 3-1 count to Zach DiCenzo. Pushes the bat back and forth a time or two now, wheels it around one time. He comes set, so does Cushing. Outside corner target, the set by the right-hander in the pitch. And that's a high strike. Boy, just got there outside edge and just within the zone, 3-2. DiCenzo plants that right foot back in the box, wheels that bat around a time or two. Outfield not deep, but that has nothing to do with Zach. That has to do with the conditions and a very strong wind. Pitch from Cushing, ground ball, one hop to third base, handled by Harris, edge of the grass, throw to first for the out. So the infield in, Brett handled out with ease, two men are down, runner at third with one run in, and Colin Barber will be the batter. Boy, important batter here for Jack Cushing. Second and third, nobody out. One run across with now two men down, couple of ground outs, the first of them scoring the run. Colin Barber hitting 256 on the year. Left-handed hitter waits, takes, strike called outside corner of the knees, 0-1. Colin, seven home runs, 25 driven in. Taps that left shoulder with about a time or two as he waits. Stretched by Cushing. Runner at third. Pitch is swung on with it high in the air. Left field. Lazaro drifting over and back. Does he have room? He doesn't. That ball's going to get out of here. That is into the bullpen. That's a home run. Opposite field. Two-run home run by Colin Barber. Well, we've just seen what the wind is doing. It is right to left. And, in fact, it is no longer an inward wind. And it really did help carry that, meaning no offense whatsoever, but the wind really got a hold of that ball, and Barber sent it into the left field bullpen, two-run home run. So in the score is Zach Daniels, and Barber, of course, will follow him. And three runs on three hits for the hooks here in the first, and here is Luis Aviles Jr. Boy, he's been terrific since signing with the Astros. Takes a called strike in the outside corner, 0-1, but a rough first here for Jack Cushing and the Hounds, 3-0. A stretch and pitch to the right-hander is down and away for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. That wind had been almost directly inward. It is really moving a little bit, but it is also, as we said early on, right to left, and boy, it really carried that way. Here's a fly ball to center field, and that is well struck, but Lawrence Butler has room. This time the wind will knock this one down a bit, and Aviles Jr. is out. But the hooks come up with a three spot. Colin Barber, it's his eighth home run of the season. And the quick start for the hooks as Corpus Christi on top with a hat trick near the top half of the first inning. So we go to the bottom half of the first. Our Village Car Wash score, first time around in this ballgame, reads the Corpus Christi hooks 3, and the Rockhounds cover the bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Last of the first inning, and Peyton Plumlee will go to the mound for the hooks. You know, for Peyton, we gave you his numbers. He is 0-5 with a 9.6 ERA, so clearly the season has largely been a struggle. But his ball club gives him a 3-run lead with which to work before he even gets to the mound for the first time. So you're just trying to kind of get a little bit of a foundation going to the AA level. Good opportunity to do that right here. Lawrence Butler will lead it off. Give you a note on both leadoff guys in this ball game, by the way. Butler takes a called strike of the knees, and it's 0-1. Lawrence in center field will lead it off. Brett Harris will bat second, playing third base. Brett Harris at third. He's in the on-deck circle. Pitch from Plumlee is pop foul straight back out of play, so 0-2 count to the Hounds leadoff man. He'd love to do the same that Drew Gilbert did. Darryl Hernandez is the shortstop batting third. Darryl at short. Greg Dykeman will be the designated hitter batting cleanup. Greg Dykeman, the DH. Plumlee's pitch, down and away for a ball with an off-speed pitch, and the count goes 1-2. Denzel Clark in right field batting fifth. Denzel in right. Shane McGuire batting sixth. He's behind the dish. Shane McGuire catching and batting sixth. Pitch to Lawrence, ground ball right side, and that'll be snared nicely by Brewer. The first baseman underhands to Plumlee for the out. Well, Lawrence almost followed suit. Gilbert pulled one through on the right side, but this one's nicely handled. That was a good play by Brewer at first base. I'm going to bring up Brett Harris. Bottom third of the order is J.J. Schwarz at first base. J.J. batting seventh. Lazaro Armenteros batting eighth in left field. Lazaro in left. And Drew Swift rounds it out. Second baseman Drew Swift batting ninth. Pitch, good fastball. Outside corner called strike to Brett. 0-1. Butler, Harris, and Hernandez. Dykeman, Clark, and McGuire. Schwarz, Armenteros, and Swift for the Hounds. Brett waits. Swings, nubs one foul off the end of the bat. Count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And that shadow will slowly creep out now and right to the front edge of the batter's boxes. Brett stands back in. 0-2 count, nobody on, one down. Hooks on top, 3-0. Pitch from Plumlee, and that's down and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Peyton making his 10th appearance, his 6th as a starter. Hooks utilized the piggyback start system, so Peyton has had actually 4 save opportunities on the year. He's converted 2 of them. Pitch down and away, and it's 2-2. Plumlee, 31st rounder, 2019 out of Mississippi State. And he is a Mississippi native, is the right-hander. Comes set, count 2-2. Harris waits. Sends one right side to the left. Nice play by Aviles Jr. at the shoe tops. He'll make the throw to first for the out. Two up, two down. Couple of sharply hit ground balls, both nicely handled. Two away for Darryl Hernandez. Plumlee's numbers really don't seem to equate to that 9.6 earned run average. In 30 innings, 42 hits. Now, that's a high number, but it's not off the charts. 21 walks and 33 strikeouts. Darryl Hernandez, the batter, takes fastball strike outside half, 0-1. Darryl at 328, 5 home runs at 35 driven in. And one of the league leaders in the batting race virtually all season since about the first, week 10 days? A swing and a miss. I jinxed him beautifully there. It's 0-2. And he will take his time, will Darryl? And that wind, one of the idiosyncrasies of this ballpark as a broadcaster, and again, Mike Coffin and I, the Hooks voice, were talking about this before the game, whether or not we dare work with an open window, because that wind is blowing largely in. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-2, and it can get so strong it can actually rattle and disturb the headset microphones that we wear. It'll bump that outdoor mic, which is covered as best we can, but right now, a little bit of a crosswind. Pitch, boy, down the way, was really tempted, appeal, but did not go. 2-2 to Darryl Hernandez. And clearly on the ball off Barber's bat that got into the left field corner. The left field corner here, that left field bullpen is not a short porch in any way, shape, or form. So yeah, the wind will push a little bit that way. Christian Hernandez ground ball to shortstop. Equal opportunity employers of the Rockhounds. Boy, a nice pick on a short hop. Not a good throw by Chad Stevens, but an excellent pick by Jordan Brewer at first base. So the Rockhounds go very quietly here in the first on a trio of groundouts. And we have played one inning. The start of this 6-game series, and after one Village Car Wash score, the Hooks on top, 3-0.
When you're craving a delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly. Like in this commercial, Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Chad Stevens to lead it off. We go to the top half of the second inning. Corpus Christi leads the game by the score of 3-0. Jack Cushing, his first offering in this inning, a big swing and a miss by Stevens, comes up empty 0-1. Jordan Brewer, who made a really nice pick on the throw from Chad Stevens to end the first inning, he is on deck. C.J. Stubbs will follow. Bottom third of the order is mentioned. Swing and a pop foul out of play, and it's 0-2. For the Rockhounds, not the start they were looking for, obviously. Team is coming off a last homestand that was, boy, just one that we have not seen the likes of, not in a good way, to be honest, over the last good amount of time. 2-10 is the 0-2 pitch. Just outside for a ball. The count goes 1-2, pitch down and away. Amarillo, of course, really started that train rolling with a 6-game sweep of the Hounds in this ballpark. And Wichita added to it a little bit. 1-2, swinging a foul straight back, still 1-2. So a team that normally has a pretty solid track record at home, the Rockhounds. And, of course, the team, composition of the team changes every year. That's minor league baseball. But Hounds are 14-22 at home, 18-15 on the road. 1-2 pitch. Popped in the air right side. Drew Swift backpedals onto the grass, going to let that go to Denzel Clark. Boy, very shallow right. Denzel almost on the infield dirt. Rockhounds right fielder makes the catch. Pop up off the bat of Chad Stevens. One away. And it is Jordan Brewer. He is the first baseman. Jordan at 275. Brewer did not play in the previous two series between the Hounds and the Hooks. Just his 13th game since joining the Hooks as a home run and 9 driven in. Cushing's first pitch, just outside for ball one. 1-1, no strikes. Hooks, by the way, this will be a quick 6-game road trip for the Rockhounds, a 6-game home stand. Big swing and a miss, comes up empty, 1-1. Brewer, right-handed hitter, waits, and Cushing with the sign. Jack with a twist and a pitch big swing and a miss. Good fastball down, had good life on it and down in the zone. 1-2 to count. Brewer waits, and Cushing into the 1-2 stretch. Pitch fouled straight back again, 1-2. Should mention, this is an unusual week for the Texas League. The series are Wednesday through Monday. Don't know how that'll filter out each season, but for right now it's to kind of cover, if you will, allow for the 4th of July. Normally, of course, the series are Tuesday through Sunday. Swinging a well-hit ball center field, going back. Lawrence Butler still going back, and that ball is over his head and all the way to the base of the wall. That will be an easy stand-up double play. I mean, Jordan Brewer hit the dickens out of that ball. That was into the wind, and it one-hopped against the wall at about the 395. That might have been closer to 400 feet. That ball was really tagged. Just right of straightaway center field. Fourth base hit for the Hooks. Brewer is on base, and here's C.J. Stubbs with top of the order, Drew Gilbert waiting on deck. Hounds will be home through Monday the 3rd. And, in fact, we'll have fireworks Saturday, Sunday, and Monday this coming Independence weekend. Pitch to Stubbs, just missed down and away for a ball. And if you're watching on Bally Live and MILB TV, Hooks will be home on Independence Day. One ball, no strikes. Stubbs waits. Pitch from Cushing, got the outside corner, called strike one and one. Shadow stretching out now in front of the batter's circle. And baseball over the next, half hour or so will go into the shadows at differing points. Right now is right ahead of the dish. Cushing's pitch swung on and missed, one and two. Well, for Jack, this has to be a really frustrating time through the order. He has been ahead of the vast majority of hitters in this ball game, but he's given up three runs on four base hits. Dancing off second base is Brewer. Stretch and pitch by Cushing. That's up and in for a ball, two and two. Of the four hits for the Hooks, the first two, Gilbert and Daniels, both came on 0-2 pitches. Colin Barber on an 0-1, and the Jordan Brewer double on a 1-2. Just adds to the frustration. Low and away the target. Pitch swung on and missed. First strikeout for Jack Cushing. C.J. Stubbs is out on strikes. So top of the order, second time through, and here's Drew Gilbert. Drew, left-handed hitter, singled and scored in the first inning. And he had just joined the ball club not long before the Rockhounds and Hooks last met. Series at Whataburger Field, pitched down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Rated the number three prospect, I think pretty well universally, in fact, in the Astros chain. Hitting 202, but again, he's still getting his feet wet at the AA level. Guy's got that's basically an impeccable resume out of the University of Tennessee. Slightly open stance as he waits. Pitch from Cushing, drops down and in. Ball two, two balls, no strikes. When you look at his numbers, he's hitting 202, couple of home runs, and 10 driven in 37 games, so keep that in mind. 29 strikeouts, and he's walked 27 times, and that tells you, I think that's a pretty good indicator. Average isn't what he would like right now, but again, guy's got a very, very good all-around game. 2-0 the count to the left-handed hitting center fielder. Cushing leans in, has the sign, gives a glance at the runner in scoring position. That's Jordan Brewer. Two men down, pitch to Gilbert, swings and sends a high pop-up. Left side of the infield, Brett shielding his eyes, and boy, that is absolute textbook. That sun was absolutely nasty. And Brett shielding his eyes with that glove very close to the face, in fact, and he hauls it in. If you think it's easy, try it. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left on at second base. So in the bottom half of the second to go, Village Car Wash score reads the Hooks 3 and the Rockhounds nothing.
American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's all American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Corpus Christi 3, Rockhounds nothing. We go to the bottom half of the second, middle third of the order. Greg Dykeman will lead it off. Denzel Clark and Shane McGuire to follow. Had a little, I guess, a little parting in the screen behind home plate. So Dan Napinski, our director of ballpark operations, got down. They got there with the ladder and the whatever the corrective device might be, and did that very niftily, by the way. He sealed up the breach within the span of just that in-between innings break. Man, that's pretty good stuff, Dan. That's good work. Reminded me of hockey. I used to do hockey for the Jackalopes hockey team here in town. Many a game, by the way, in Corpus Christi with the Rays, or Ice Rays, as they were called at different times. Dykeman takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Whenever there was an issue with the glass, not necessarily a breakage, but glass coming loose in the partitions, pitch to the corner called strike, it's 1-1. You always knew you were probably in for a delay when one guy would come out to try to fix it, and next thing you know, that wasn't working. And then there'd be a guy with a drill in his hand, and that was never good news. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-1 to Greg Dykeman. Guy came out with that handheld, handheld power drill. Nah, it was going to be a while. So kudos here to Dan and our staff. That's quick work right there. No drill needed. Swinging a foul back. Count as two balls, two strikes. Greg Dykeman at 232. Uh-oh, that boy's missing. Foul ball retrieved by. Now, we're not sure who's where because umpires didn't give us any heads up. I emailed Chris Presley Murphy, the crew chief, and didn't get a response. So we're not quite sure who's where tonight. Could try and wait for a ball, 3-2. As Led Zeppelin once sang, communications break down. Count is 3-2. Dykeman waits, set by the right-hander Plumlee, and a foul straight back. Count stays 3-2. Greg, 10 home runs, 29 driven in. And a good bundle of those home runs coming up late. Has 6 in his last 14 games. Count is full. Second 3-2 pitch. That's up high. Ball 4. So Greg Dykeman, a leadoff walk. Rockhounds have their first base runner of this game. Down 3-0. And Denzel Clark will be the batter. Denzel wrapped up the first half in style. Had a double and a home run at San Antonio against the Missions. And for the Hounds, that series in San Antonio, we mentioned, talked about it, and a lot of the folks in San Antonio were thinking the same thing, that that might be the series to decide the first half, but was not to be. Swinging a foul straight back, 0-1. But the Hounds did take 4 out of 6 from the Missions in the Alamo City, and in fact won the first half series with the division champions, 7-5. One on and nobody down. Dykeman takes the lead. Pitch to Clark. Strike at the knees. Inside edge, 0-2. The breeze, by the way, has turned a little more inward again. Got to anchor down everything in the booth right now. Just look next door. Pitch swung on, ground ball to third base. Might be 2 to second base for 1. The pivot by Aviles Jr. not going to be in time. Denzel, good hustle. Greg Dykeman is out 5-4 at second base. Ball fairly sharply hit. Denzel made the play. Threw to second base for the out. Luis Aviles Jr. with the pivot. Did everything he could, but Denzel runs well, so he's out. One on and one away for Shane McGuire. As you look through the glass next door, and Michael Coffin's doing the same thing I am, trying to anchor down the score sheet. And you want that information in front of you, not pinned to the back wall. A little secret of broadcasting right there. Toss over to first base, and that'll chase Denzel back. Clark doesn't run a ton, but when he goes, he gets there. He is 7 out of 8 on the base paths. Cheating in at third base is DeCenzo, almost to the edge of the grass. Takes outside for a ball to Shane. 1 ball and no strikes to McGuire. 231 with 3 home runs, 20 runs driven in for the Hounds catcher, and also plays at first base. Peyton Plumlee comes set and delivers. That's way high and away, and that's ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Shane didn't hit for a high average in the San Antonio series, just 4-for-18, but he had a home run and drove in 5 runs. 2 balls, no strikes, pitch way outside and high for a ball, 3-0. So Denzel Clark, the base runner, Shane McGuire, a 3-0 count at the plate, and J.J. Schwarz waiting on deck. Corpus Christi 3, Rockhounds nothing, bottom of the second. Right-hander set, Plumlee's pitch, and that'll get there on the 3-0. 3 balls, 1 strike to count. Just looking at the outfielders, and it will tell you what the wind is doing. Right and center, Daniels and Gilbert are playing very shallow. Pitch to McGuire, foul straight back, 3-2. And the left fielder is Joey Loperfido, and he is playing deep and around toward that left field corner. Most left fielders will shade that way a bit anyway because there is extra space to cover with the diagonal bullpen fence in deep left field. But Joey also playing a little bit deeper, and again, that's based, I'm sure, largely on evidence of how it feels right now and also the carry on the ball that Colin Barber got out of here in the top of the first inning. 3-2 set. Clark is running. Pitch down and in. Ball 4. So Denzel running on the full count pitch, but instead that's a walk. So 2 bases on balls here in the inning for Peyton Plumlee. Hounds will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of J.J. Schwarz.
First baseman, J.J. Schwarz.
That outfield is Joey Loperfido in left, Drew Gilbert in center, Zach Daniels in right. Zach DiCenzo, the third baseman. Chad Stevens is at short. Luis Aviles Jr. is at second, and Jordan Brewer at first. Check swing, a strike called to J.J. 0-1. C.J. Stubbs behind the plate for the hooks. Peyton Plumlee in a little bit of a jam here. 26-year-old gives a glance at second, comes to the plate. Oh, check swing, strike. J.J. tried to hold up, could not. 0-2. J.J. missed a little bit of time not long ago, trying to break out of a little bit of slump. He had a nice, really kind of a nice little mini stretch going, but his last 16 games have been under 200. 0-2 count to the right-handed hitter. Stance slightly closed. Set by Plumlee. Look at second. Pitch to J.J. Got him. Swing and a miss with a fastball up. Fired the heat that time, and J.J. could not catch it. 2 men down in the inning with 2 men on, and here's Lázaro Armenteros. With the Lázaro in the San Antonio series, it wasn't just a job, it was an adventure. 3-for-18, 2 of the 3 hits for extras, had a double, a homer, and 4 driven in. Swings it into high fly ball toward the right field corner. This ball slicing and dicing and dropping just foul. Hot pursuit was Zach Daniels, but the ball dropped into foul territory, 0-1. Lázaro in that series against the Missions struck out 12 times in 18 ABs. Had the 3-run home run in opening game of that 6-game set in the Alamo City and struggled largely the rest of the way. Last 12 games he has on just 5-for-39 with 20 Ks and 39 ABs. And that's a lot. Lázaro waits 0-1 count. First and second, 2 men down. Takes just outside. 1-ball, 1-strike. And as is the case with his fellow outfielders Denzel Clark and Lawrence Butler, his first time at Double A coming here in 2023. 1-ball, 1-strike. Pitch outside. Ball 2, 2-1. Lázaro, right-handed hitter, 6 home runs, 25 driven in just 33 games. The glance at second base, right-hander delivers. This ball swung on, lifted in the air to right center field. And anybody going to get there? No, sir. That ball will drop in the gap. That is going to score 1 and perhaps 2. Throw from Drew Gilbert in a shallow center field. There'll be no throw home. 2-run double, Lázaro Armenteros, 3-2 the score. Denzel Clark scoring easily from second base on the double, and Shane McGuire hustling around all the way from first base. Rockhounds chop the lead down to a run. Opposite field drive by Lázaro Armenteros, and that one went through the wind. Rockhound's first base hit of the game drives in the first two runs of the game. So the two walks both turn into runs here, and now Drew Swift gets a called strike. It is not demeaning to say he won't keep up this pace, but he comes into this game hitting .455 in three games. He was just terrific in the series in San Antonio. Fouls one back, it's 0-2. He tripled in his first double-A at bat. That's kind of cool. Went 5-for-11 with four extra base hits, three doubles and a triple to his credit, three runs driven in. Armenteros, who runs well as the runner, pitched just up and away to Swift, one ball, two strikes. Drew, right-handed hitter, infielder out of Arizona State University. Stirs that bat a little bit as he waits. The look at second by Plumlee. The pitch chopped toward third base, and it is a foul ball. Wide of the bag, still 1-2. Top of the order, Lawrence Butler waiting on deck. So the Hounds on the board here in the bottom half of the third. Hook's got the back-to-back base hits to set the table in the first, scored one on the ground out, and two on a home run by Colin Barber. Swift waits, 1-2 count. Pitch outside for a ball. Fastball snapping into the glove. Two balls and two strikes to count. Plumlee set hands at the belt. Pitch to Swift is inside. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Couple of bases on balls set the table. Lazaro Armenteros, RBIs 26 and 27 on this season, with an opposite field line drive to left center. To right center for Gibney. Swinging the shot back up the middle. Drew Swift and a base hit! Drew Swift, my goodness, what an arrival at Double-A baseball. He has tied this game with a single up the middle. Well, did I say he wouldn't be batting .455? He's not. He's now up to .500. He's 6-for-12. Well, that was a really good at bat. Again, remember, this is just his fourth double-A game. Drew got down in the count 0-2. He ran it full, fouled one away, and then singled right back up the middle. By the way, it is dangerous when you write it down incorrectly on your scorecard. On the Lazaro Armenteros double, I wrote, for whatever the reason, I wrote down left center. I looked at that and said it out loud. Of course, it was right center. He did go the opposite way. And then Swift with a single up the middle. So, the Hooks have a hat trick in the first. The Hounds likewise in the second. This game tied, and Lawrence Butler will come to the plate. The two guys at the top of the order, I mentioned this a couple of moments ago, have both received, boy, just a terrific honor. Both Drew Gilbert and Lawrence Butler selected for the All-Star Futures game, which will be in Seattle, Washington, in gorgeous ballpark in the Pacific Northwest on July 8th. Congratulations to both guys. That is a really feather in the cap for any high prospect. In steps Lawrence, takes down and in for ball one, bounced out sharply to first base with Jordan Brewer making one of two good plays he made in the first inning. Drew Swift, the base runner, game now tied at three. Pitch to Lawrence, big swing and a miss, comes up empty, 1-1. So a little helpful advice from pitching coach John Kobolik. Plumlee now with a 1-1 pitch, and that ball is lined foul. Which were the first base dugout, a ball and two strikes to the Rockhound center fielder. Lawrence at .284, that's coming into the game, of course. Nine home runs, 39 driven in. He and Brett Harris, Darryl Hernandez, and Denzel Clark really productive in their season series of the Hooks. Boy, this pitch sails to the backstop. And that one, I think, yeah, that got through the screen, so. Wow, on a wild pitch, go-ahead run in scoring position. And the count squares, two balls, two strikes. Well, we found another hole in the screen back there. 2-2 to Butler. Drew Swift, the base runner at second. Three all tie, two down in the second inning. Pitch to Lawrence, and a swing and a miss. Soft speed pitch up and away, got him. So the inning comes to an end. Rockhounds get two runs on two walks and two hits. No errors, and one man is left on base. So we have played a couple. The Rockhounds with three in the second inning come back to tie it. Village Car Wash score to the top of the third. Hooks three, Hounds three.
Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
It will be 2, 3, and 4 in the order for both teams here as we go to the top half of inning number 3. Hooks 3, Rockhounds 3. Zach Daniels leads it off. Big swing of the bat, an 0-2 double. And really set the table in the top half of the first inning. That got Drew Gilbert to third with nobody out. Daniels takes strike on the outside corner, so he's right where he wants to be. He was down 0-2, went opposite way, and doubled into the right field corner. Zach in 20 games is all with the hooks, but still hitting 304. Takes way outside corner. That just got there. He looked a little surprised, and boy, that was a pitch that had a lot of run on it, so he just nipped the outside corner. Boy, if that was a strike, and again, so it was deemed. That is about as good as you can throw it. 0-2 count to the right-handed hitter. Daniels, the hooks right fielder. Came across the score in the Colin Barber home run. Takes outside corner call, third strike. Boy, Daniels again, a little bit in disagreement with that strike zone. He's out on three pitches. He said something. He's still barking a little bit. And in Zach Daniels' defense, those are three, each one of those pitches. The first one solidly, I think, on the outside corner. The other two were, I guess, by Webster's best baseball definition, those were borderline pitches, and they both went Jack Cushing's way. Here's Joey Loprofito. Left-handed hitter takes up in and off the glove of Shane McGuire for ball one. Loprofito 0-for-1, but my goodness, he goes out. He's still productive against the Hounds. He's hitting exactly .400 against the Rockhounds with 14 runs driven in. Here's a line drive right field base hit. This guy has just feasted on the Hounds. One on and one man down. Line drive to right field. And Zach DiCenzo will be the batter. He bounced out to third base his first time up. DiCenzo, very much similar to Zach Daniels, joined the ball club 20 games ago. Has played in 20, and he too is hitting just over .300, .306 coming in. There's a home run, 7 driven in. Zach had joined the hooks the last time these two teams played, went 3-for-9 in that series. Right-handed hitter waits, shadow creeping toward the base of the pitcher's mound now, and swinging a foul away, and it's 0-1. Shadow lengthens out very quickly this time of year, of course. Shadow up past first base. So home plate, and up past first to the edge of the right field grass, all in shadow, everything else in bright sunlight, including the pitcher's mound. For one stretch, pitch by Cushing. That ball hit high in the air, center field. Going back is Butler. Wind is going to corral this a bit, and so will Lawrence with his glasses flashing in that sunlight. Fly ball well struck by DiCenzo. hauled in by Lawrence Butler. Nearly deep center field with as much wind, 20 miles an hour as we have. That ball was well hit. Here's Colin Barber. Two-run home run in the first. He went with an 0-1 pitch and got it up in the air a little bit, and that wind pushing toward the left field corner, at least in part. It is a little more inward than it was when Colin was at the plate last time. Throw to first base, and that'll chase Joey Loprofito back. Joey, by the way, he's a big, tall kid, but man, he can run. He has 14 stolen bases, and he's been caught only once. 6'3", 220, doesn't look like a guy is going to run on you, but he does. And he gets there. Stretch and pitch by Cushing. That is a line drive right field coming on, and making the catch is Denzel Clark, and that'll end the inning. A line drive. Boy, I mean, Barber scorched that ball, but it stayed up for the right fielder, and Denzel hauls it in. So no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. The bottom half of the third we go. Our Village Car Wash score, Rock Hounds and Hooks, a 3-3 tie.
Lawn and Garden Center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the Cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the Market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit aldridgegardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And this broadcast brought your way by Hilliard IT Solutions. I ran across a story. It is, today is the anniversary of it. It goes back a long ways, but it is just flat, to me anyway, one of the goofier stories that I have ever seen in baseball. Just, well, put it this way, classically goofy with the game of baseball. Don't think I've heard anything quite like it over the years. It goes all the way back to Boston and the Red Sox pre-Fenway. That goes back a long way. We'll share it with you. Fred Harris leads it off. Darryl Hernandez and Greg Dykeman will follow here in the Rockhounds' third. A 3-3 tie in the wind and sun. And triple-digit heat. Fastball strike outside corner, 0-1. And Brett looks back after that call was made. Still right at 100 degrees. Swinging a foul tip, it sounded like, and the count quickly 0-2 to Brett. Bounced out to second base his first time up. We have, 7:20 in the evening, and it's 100 degrees. There is, relatively speaking, I guess a cool trend somewhere around Friday, maybe into the 90s. Sounds goofy, but that's cooler. The 0-2. Just high for a ball. One ball and two strikes to Brett. Four home runs, 41 driven in. Leads the team in RBIs as the Hounds' third baseman takes down and in for a ball, 2-2. Month of June has not treated him well in terms of batting average. Unusual to say, certainly for Brett Harris, hitting just 162 in June. Swinging the ground ball, sharply hit, but at shortstop, backhanded by Stevens. Unloads in a hurry and got him. One man down to the third for Darryl Hernandez. 19-11. One of my favorite things about this story is that the guy who was at the center of it was named Stuffy. Now, unless his folks back in whatever it was, 1890 or whatever it was, unless they had an immense sense of humor, I doubt that was his real name. That's what he went by, Stuffy McGinnis. They just don't have good names like that anymore. Pitch down and away to Darryl for ball 1-1-0. Stuffy McInnes. M-C, capital I-N-N-I-S, first name Stuffy. Yeah, love that. He was playing for the Philadelphia A's back then. Pitch a strike at the knees outside corner, 1-1. And he was leading off the seventh inning This was at Boston. I think it was the Huntington Grounds. Someplace. It was before Fenway. Pitch swung on, bounced foul down off his foot. Man, that did not feel good. Boy, he is really hobbling. I think, yeah, Jake Ruth here, athletic trainer, is going to come out. That one, boy, you could tell, really got it. 1-2 the count. Darryl bent over at the waist, and, well, I don't know if it got his foot. Might even have got him up around the knee or the shin. Bobby's going to come and join the conversation. Yeah, that got him. That wasn't on the foot. That from I'm trying to watch what Jake is doing here. And well, I think that got him in the shin bone. Darryl trying to walk it off. He's walking around the outside edge of the batter's eye. Bobby apparently satisfied that Jake has everything under control. And yep, Darryl's going to put the batting helmet back on. But, man, that one got him. 1-2 the count to the Hound shortstop. Well, Stuffy McInnes. That's just Stuffy being Stuffy. He led off the seventh inning for the A's against the Red Sox in Boston. He hit Ed Carger's pitch into shallow center field. Now, that much is just the way it was. I will give you 3 points, and you tell me how much of it is true. The 1-2 pitch to Darryl. Oh, man, called third strike. That's just cruel and unusual punishment. His shin hurts like heck, and he gets called out on strikes. Two men down, first strikeout, make it the second for Peyton Plumlee. Two strikeouts for Peyton. Am I cheating him? I am. That's three. There we go. Check the total here. Yep. Two base hits, two walks, three strikeouts. The batter is Greg Dykeman with the bases empty, two away. Greg will walk his first time. That turned into a run eventually. Swings and misses, good off speed pitch, 0-1. Okay, so Stuffy McInnes hits Ed Carger's pitch into shallow center field. Item number one, the hit turned into an inside-the-park home run. We'll let you chew on each of these. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Greg, and that's inside for a ball. When he hit it, were there really two future Hall of Famer outfielders on the field talking to one another, one from each team? And three, was the pitch a warm-up pitch? Check swing on. Greg really fooled and talking to himself. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to the dirt. Three items for you to consider. True or false, was the hit. Well, the hit turns into an inside-the-park home run. That's possibility number one. Ball hit to shallow center. Inside-the-park home run. Were there two future Hall of Fame outfielders, one from each team, still in the field talking to one another in conversation? Pitch high, 2-2. And was the pitch a warm-up pitch? The Ballad of Stuffy McInnes in 1911. We'll let you peruse that a bit. Either way, by the way, there's a kicker to the story. Pitch, called third strike, and then Greg knew it. That was a high strike down the middle. So Peyton Plumlee, tip of the cap to him, gave up a couple of runs in the second inning. But comes right back and has a 1-2-3 third, so he has retired the side in order two of the first three innings of this ballgame. Totals coming up along with our trivia answer. We have played three innings. First game of a six-game series between the Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks. And after three, Village Car Wash score, a 3-3 tie.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Hat trick for the Hooks, hat trick for the Hounds. Corpus Christi scoring three times in the top half of the first inning. 0-2 base hits by Drew Gilbert. That was a single and a double by Zach Daniels. Again, both on 0-2 counts. Joey Loprofito ground out, and Colin Barber, opposite field, two-run home run, made it 3-0. Hounds answered in the second, two-run double by Lazaro Armenteros, RBI single by Drew Swift. Tied the game. We'll go to the fourth, and a first pitch swing and a miss, Luis Aviles Jr. 6, 7, and 8 in the order with Chad Stevens and Jordan Brewer to follow. Cushing's pitch swung on, pop foul out of play. Count goes 0-2. So a 3-all tie through the first three innings of this ball game as these two South Division rivals getting together. Third series of the season between them. Hooks have 3 runs, 5 hits. Rockhounds 3 runs on 2 hits. Couple of walks set the table for the Hounds in the second inning. Pitch swung on and missed. Ball got away. Shane McGuire chasing the ball. The ball got a little bit out of the batting circle toward the third base dugout, but that's the way that Aviles was walking anyway, so Shane just picked it up and tagged him. Strikeout with no additional work necessary. Third strikeout for Jack Cushing. One away for Chad Stevens. Flew out to right his first time up. 3-5-0 for the Hooks. 3-2-0 for the Hounds. And, of course, the number one pitch swung on, ground ball sharply hit at third, handle belt high by Brett Harris. Throw, woo, a little high, nice stretch by J.J. for the out. Throw sailed on him a little bit. You know, the guys on the left side of the infield, remember, are throwing into a very strong 20-mile-an-hour crosswind. You don't think of it all that often, but this ballpark will make you think of it, and that is that the wind will affect throws as well. That one just kind of sailed in the wind a little bit. Now Jordan Brewer, nobody on and two men down. Pitch to the outside edge, wide for ball one, 1-0. Brewer doubled to center field. He really hit it. Ball went in the vicinity of 400 feet. With one out in the second, he was stranded, did not score. Brewer, big swing and miss, comes up empty, 1-1. The number one, this is game 70 of the season, game one of the second half. All 10 Texas League teams 0-0 as a first pitch tonight. Pitch to Brewer, drops down low, and the count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Jack Cushing working at a very brisk pace. Shadow has crossed the pitcher's mound now, so pitcher in sunlight from the knees up. Ball into the shadow upon delivery. Shallow fly ball in the center field. That'll drop, base hit. A little soft line drive, and Jordan Brewer 2-for-2. Well, he crushed the ball back in the second. And this one just kind of a little flare in the center field, but they both work. Six base hits for the Hooks, and Jordan Brewer has 1/3 of them. Here's C.J. Stubbs. This series continues tomorrow at 7 o'clock with Thirsty Thursday. That should be perfect for triple digits. Rockhounds tank tops, speaking of perfect for triple digits, on Friday, 7 o'clock first pitch. And fireworks Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. 7 on Saturday, 6:05 Sunday and Monday. C.J. Stubbs at the plate, 1 on and 2 men down. Pitch by Cushing, swing and a miss. Got him to chase an off-speed pitch away, 0-1. 1 on and 2 men down, 3-all tie in the fourth. Hounds will be in Frisco and Independence Day to start a series. Hooks will be home on the 4th of July to begin a series at Whataburger Field. Check swing, down and away for a ball. Did he go? Yep, check swing that he held up, 1-1. Great venue by the beach. I say that, by the way, with a smile and love and affection. Boy, if it can't be here, at least personally, if it can't be at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Whataburger Field will be my next choice. Love that ballpark in Corpus. 1 ball and 1 strike to count. Stretching the pitch on the way to Stubbs. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and away, and it's 1-2. CJ had 188. He struck out his first time up. Right-handed hitter pretty well straight away. Rests that bat on the right shoulder as he sets up. Now pops the bat up off the shoulder. Stretch pitch by Cushing. Down and away for a ball. 2-2. 1 man on and 2 down here in the fourth. We'll see how this at-bat will unfold and then give you the trivia answer, the Stuffy McGinnis special. 1911 Philadelphia A's and the Boston Red Sox at pre-Fenway. 2-2 pitch, runner goes, pitch is taken outside for ball. Here's a throw on a hop by Shane, and that ball will kick loose. Gets into right center field, stolen base for Brewer. And he will advance to second, and the error will be on the catcher, Shane McGuire. Short hopped it. So a stolen base, throwing error on the catcher, Jordan Brewer, second steal. He's been caught three times, but not that time. So the count is full. It's 3-2. Runner at third, two men down, 3-3 tie. And Drew Gilbert on deck. Cushing looking in for the sign. Again, pretty much shadow from the belt up. And bright sunlight on the rest of the field. Pitch swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch. Well, it takes a little courage to throw that one, but he did. And C.J. Stubbs chased it. Fourth strikeout for Jack Cushing. And he gets out of the inning with no damage, no runs on one hit, one error, one man left. The Stuffy McGinnis saga when we return. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Village Car Wash score from Rocky Town, a 3-all tie.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Denzel Clark leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. 3-all ties our score. Denzel picks, strike called outside corner. Reached on the fielder's choice and scored his first time up, did the Rockhounds right fielder. Shane McGuire, J.J. Schwartz to follow in the fourth inning. Peyton Plumlee. Pitch swung on and missed. Good delivery down and in. 0-2 the count. Denzel 249 overall. Swung the bat well against Corpus Christi in the last couple of series between the clubs. Pitched down and away, one ball and two strikes. He just joined the team, in fact, when Corpus was in town. End of April. Stretch and pitch by Plumlee. My ball is ripped and knocked down by the third baseman, DeZenzo. That'll be a base hit. That is a really good play. That is a single, obviously, for Denzel Clark. He just ripped that 0-2 pitch. And either way, if he had been robbed of that, that ball was absolutely smoked. But DeZenzo, the third baseman, is looking right back into the sun. And that line drive got to him, I mean, right now. That was tremendous that he knocked it down. Saved the base. Here's Shane McGuire. McGuire swings, sends one into right center field. That's going to sink. That's going to drop. It'll be cut off in deep right center by Daniels, and that'll be first and third. Shane will have to hold up there. Good hustle by Daniels and Gilbert. They both closed on that ball. But Denzel runs well. He will easily get to third base. So it's first and third. Nobody down. Rockhounds with back-to-back base hits. To lead off this, the fourth inning. First and third. Nobody down for J.J. Struck out his first time up. All right, Stuffy McGinnis takes an Ed Karger pitch into shallow center field. That much we know is true. We'll reiterate the three quick fact or fiction for you. Stretch and pitch. Strike called outside half, 0-1 to J.J. Did the hit turn into an inside-the-park home run? Again, it was hit to shallow center field. Inside the Parker? were there two Hall of Fame outfielders, future Hall of Famers, on the field talking, one from each team at the time? Swing, fly ball, right field side, drifting, pushing, and the wind will send that well into the seats. So J.J. down to the count 0-2 as he was in the second inning. Man, he's getting picked on. And lastly, was the pitch a warm-up pitch? There is an asterisk next to that, by the way. It's a crazy story, and it gets crazier. All three of those items are true. Stuffy McInnes hit an Ed Carger's pitch into shallow center field. Here's the 0-2 to J.J. Check swing, and he went. So frustrating of late at the plate for J.J. Just turned into that pitch, but he went around. He's out on strikes. One man down, first and third. The runner is five strikeouts for Plumlee. Here's Lazaro Armenteros. He doubled in the right center field, driving in two and later scored. Let's see, we're going to have a pitching change? Yep, we are. So we'll finish our Stuffy McInnes story. The first and third with one man down, three all tie. Runners, of course, belong to Peyton Plumlee. And in the fourth, the Hooks, will go to the bullpen. So a right-hander went on to pitch. It'll be Lazaro Armenteros at the plate. Shane McGuire is at first. Denzel Clark at third. There is one man down in this 3-3 tie. In the top half of the fourth, then, excuse me, last of the fourth, rather. We are back home. So Cole McDonald is on the pitch. Right-hander out of the Hooks bullpen, Cole McDonald to face Lazaro Armenteros. Well, here's the deal on that story. The Red Sox, including their pitcher, Ed Carger, are warming up. Now, again, there's an asterisk on that. Eddie Collins of the A's is still on the field talking to Tris Speaker of the Red Sox. They are both future Hall of Famers. They are on the field conversing. Stuffy hits a warm-up pitch, asterisk, into short center field. The Boston outfielders are nowhere to be seen. They're milling around. The inning hadn't started. So Stuffy turns the ball hit in the shallow center field. Nobody around it. He circles the bases inside the park home run. Obviously, the Red Sox will argue, but the home plate umpire upheld the home run. So, on a warm-up pitch from Ed Carger, Stuffy McInnes, it's a inside-the-park home run to shallow center field with nobody ready, the Red Sox warming up, and in fact, there was a Philadelphia A on the field with the A's at the plate. So, that part is absolutely, well, that's crazy enough. The appeal, by the way, was also refused. And that's where it gets even crazier, a little convoluted but cool. In steps Lazaro, takes outside from the right-hander Cole McDonald. One ball, no strikes, first and third, the runner. The American League president at the time, great name for an official of baseball, Ban Johnson, didn't overturn the umpire's ruling. Let it stand. Stretch and pitch, a swing and a miss to Lazaro, 1-1. See, Ed Carger, and obviously baseball in general, was ignoring the American League president, at least the American League was, because they were warming up. There was a no-warm-up rule in effect at the time. Didn't last long, but it was there at the time. 1-1 pitch, a sliced foul out of play. So Ed Carger wasn't supposed to be warming up, but obviously everybody did it, because otherwise you wouldn't have guys just standing around. And in fact, players from two different teams talking, and Stuffy McInnes just stepped up there and sent a little ball in the shallow center, circled the bases inside the park home run. Pitch high and away, ball two, two balls, two strikes. Ban Johnson had just issued that rule. He withdrew it pretty quickly. He was prohibiting warm-up pitches between innings. Now, that in itself, yeah, you could question the wisdom there, but you got to love the reasoning. Ban Johnson had prohibited warm-up pitches between innings due to concerns that some games were taking 2 hours to play. 2 hours. That kooky, crazy Ban Johnson, 2-2 pitch, rolled right side, got a chance, I hit the runner. Oh, my goodness. So, And he doesn't realize it. Lazaro's on first base. Now, Lazaro, don't do that. He started walking toward the dugout. Now, it's a hit for Armenteros. Shane McGuire, the base runner, is out, and Denzel Clark cannot advance. So the ball hits the base runner, and that is an out. Armenteros, a single. But it's first and third with two men down. That ball becomes dead when it hits the base runner. So right there, that absolutely saves a run. And now we have a balk. After all of that, how about that? A balk is called. So there's no argument, I don't think, from the Hooks dugout. Let's see. I don't think so. Wow. Crazy sequence there. Not quite Stuffy McGinnis level, but that was a little crazy. A run obviously is... Let's see if we are going to finally here have a discussion on this. I wondered, so out is Joe Thon, the Hooks manager. Now, he's not, didn't race out there. This is a discussion more than an argument. Boy, a ball that looked like it would be a clean base hit to right field, easily scoring the run instead, strikes Shane McGuire. So McGuire out, keeps runners at first and third, and then a balk is called. So the run will go to Peyton Plumlee. Discussion is continuing. So third, and again, we're not sure who is where in terms of the umpiring crew, but our third base umpire called the balk. And they're still having a discussion about whether or not that was the case. So apparently anyway, yep, discussion is over, and Joe Thon, I'm sure, not satisfied at all, but he will go back to the dugout, and it is 4-3 Rockhounds. Well, that run, which certainly appeared was going to score on the base hit, didn't. But it does on the balk, and here's Drew Swift, and he takes outside for a ball. Drew Swift is 6-for-12 since joining the Rockhounds. This is his fourth game. Joined the team in San Antonio at the start of last weekend. Pitch to the right-handed hitter is down and away, and that's ball two, 2-0. Denzel Clark started the inning with a line drive to third base. Almost terrifying. Zach DiZenzo made a terrific play knocking that ball down. A line drive coming right out of the sun. Shane McGuire followed with a single right center, but runners at the corners. Swift waits, 2-0 pitch. Down the middle called strike at the knees, 2-1. J.J. Schwarz was a strikeout victim, and then Lazaro Armenteros, a sharply hit ball right side that hit base runner Shane McGuire. Kept runners at first and third with two men down, and a balk scores the run. Delivery swung and sent high and foul out of play. 2-2 to the Rockhounds second baseman. Top of the order, Lawrence Butler on deck here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hounds now lead at 4-3. Swift waits, 2-2 count. Cole McDonald with the pitch and a swing and a miss. Got him to chase one a little bit away. So Drew Swift out on strikes. Now the Rockhounds manufacture a run. One run on three base hits. No errors and two men left on base. Run kind of figured to score, but it did so in unusual fashion. So we go to the top half of the fifth after four complete. Village Car Wash score of our game. Now Hounds, the Rockhounds on top of the Hooks. Our score is 4-3.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Top of the order for both ball clubs here in the top of the fifth. It'll be Drew Gilbert leading it off. Top of the order in both halves of this inning. Drew takes outside, ball one from Jack Cushing. Ball and no strikes. Gilbert, then Zach Daniels and Joey Loperfido. Cushing's pitch swung on the lifted high in the air out in back of second base. Wind is really taking this. Hernandez, that ball's going to blow all the way over to Brett Harris. Oh, my goodness, tough catch, and he made it. He bobbled it. Well, that is, and you think it's easy to catch a pop-up 20-mile-an-hour wind and looking right up into the sun. Other than that, piece of cake. That ball was popped in back of second base, just to the left of second base on the outfield grass initially, and the wind carried it all the way over to outfield grass in shallow left, and, boy, Brett made that catch, and that just, pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn, that ain't easy. Here's Zach Daniels, takes down and away for a ball, 1-0, one ball, no strikes. Daniels 1-for-2, doubled and scored in the first inning, struck out looking in the third. Check swing and he went here, it's one ball, one strike. And that at bat in the third inning, strikes 2 and 3 were right on the border against him. And a swing, a pitch I should say, inside, 2 balls and 1 strike to count. And without a swing, he was up and down on 3 pitches. Took some exception to it. Can't say that I really blame him. 2 balls, 1 strike to count. Then borderline stuff. His pitch sails high, ball 3-1. Joey Loperfido on deck. Zach DiCenzo in the hole for Corpus Christi. Daniels waits from the right side. Knees flexed. Pitch by Cushing. Went just down low, ball 4. At that time, the borderline pitch goes the hitter's way. First walk issued by Jack. He does not walk many batters. Had only 11 bases on balls in 52 innings coming in. Here's Joey Loperfido. Well, he's 1-for-2, so he's hitting 500, and on his out, he drove in a run. 41 RBIs on the season, 14 of them against the Hounds. That's more than one-third of his season RBIs. Throw to first base will chase Zach Daniels back. Zach, 5 steals in 6 attempts since joining the Hooks, and of course only 20 ball games, so he is fairly new to the club. The Hooks right fielder. He takes the lead. Swinging a high fly ball by Loperfido toward the left field corner. Wind is pushing. This is going to be an intriguing play. Is that fair? Is that foul? It is a foul ball. Boy, did that get interesting. That was high in the sky down the left field line with 20 miles an hour of wind. Pushing a little bit that way. 0-1 the count. A long, anxious foul ball off the bat of Joey Loperfido. And it's 0-1. And Joey hitting right about 300, just under 300 on the season, and over 400 against the Hounds. That's 400 against the Hounds. 0-1 stretch. Cushing a long set this time. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air to left field. Going back is Lazaro Armenteros. That's a line drive to the base of the track and left, hauled in. Well hit ball by Loperfido. Joey going the opposite way, and he lined that ball to the track in left field. And Lazaro able to track it down. 2 down for Zach DiCenzo.
bounced out to third and flew out to fairly deep center field. A well-hit ball into the wind his last time up. Zach Daniels, the base runner, two men down, 4-3 Hounds in the top of the fifth. DeCenzo, very animated at the plate, swings and misses, comes up empty on a pitch down in the zone, 0-1. Zach Daniels and Zach DeCenzo, the base runner and batter respectively, both joining the Hooks 20 games ago. DeCenzo waits, stance spread wide with the knees flexed and a swing and a foul back, and it's 0-2. A lot going on in that stance. Hands are pretty active. Two strikes, 0-2 the count. Colin Barber on deck. Barber has hit it well both times up. DeCenzo sets with an 0-2 count. Zach Daniels, the base runner. Pitch to DeCenzo outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Hooks finished the first half of the six-game split with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Won three of the first four, and then Amarillo won the last couple over the weekend. Throw over to first base close, but Daniels gets back in. Said it right at the top today, talking about the two pennant races in the first half. Two-horse race all the way in the north with Springfield, Northwest Arkansas, and Wichita double digits out. Boy, for the better part of the half. Runner dances off first base. Daniels not going. Pitch swung on and missed. Cushing with a fastball elevated just a little bit. And a swinging strike three. DeCenzo out on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Jack Cushing. So no runs on a base on balls. No errors and one man is left on base. Second half is underway, and we are midway through this ball game, the opener of a six-game series. Village Car Wash score of the game, Rockhounds 4, Corpus Christi 3.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Well, I intend to do this in the next half inning, but whoever's running the board pushed the wrong button. That would be me. Thank you very much. All right, we're midway through. Julio Robina comes on again. A piggyback start. The Hooks do a lot of this. So Cole McDonald will be the bridge between the two starters. He will go two-thirds of an inning, gives up one base hit, no runs earned or otherwise. Did not walk a batter and struck out one and had one balk. So Robina on here for the bottom of the fifth inning. Gets you some totals here in a moment. And a called strike to Lawrence Butler, who leads it off. Mentioned top of the order for both teams. Lawrence Butler, Brett Harris, and Daryl Hernandez. In the bottom half of the fifth, and a swing and a miss, and a quick 0-2 count to the Rockhound center fielder. Robina, left-hander. He, by the way, will be the starter in Game 6 on Monday with Peyton Plumlee likely in relief. Breaking pitch down and away. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Corpus Christi, three runs on six hits, no errors, 3-6-0. Hounds have four runs, four hits, one error, 4-4-1. The error did not do any damage. Breaking pitch, hard hit ball towards second. Handle on one hop, backhanded by Aviles. Throw to first for the out. One man down for Brett Harris. Brett 0-2. He's grounded to second and short. Three runs in the first inning for Corpus Christi. Drew Gilbert singled. Zach Daniels doubled to open the inning. Joey Loperfido, an RBI bounce out. Colin Barber, a two-run home run. Hounds equalized in the second. Pitch to Brett, called strike, 0-1. Couple of walks set the table. A two-run double by Lazaro Armenteros and an RBI single by Drew Swift. The Hounds broke the tie in the fourth. Swinging a foul ball. He's a bit behind the pitch as Brett fouled it to the right, 0-2. Denzel Clark and Shane McGuire back-to-back singles starting the inning. Had runners at first and third. The run eventually scoring on a balk after a near miss with Lazaro Armenteros, a sharply hit ball that hit base runner Shane McGuire. Moments later, though, a balk brought Denzel home with a tie-breaking run. Swinging a fly ball in the shallow right field, on the move, and a diving catch beautifully by Zach Daniels. Marvelous catch by Daniels, moving toward the right field line. He went left his feet, went airborne horizontally, and hit the deck, made the catch. Boy, Brett Harris 0 for 3. That took a dickens of a play. Zach Daniels, marvelous defense. Here is Darryl Hernandez now. Darryl 0 for 2, a bounce out and a strikeout. Looking, swings and misses. Takes a big cut, comes up empty 0-1. So bottom of the fifth, nobody on and two men down, 4-3 Hounds. Teams will meet tomorrow through Monday. Pitch sails way up and away from Robina for ball one. One ball and one strike. Julio making appearance number 14. Seven starts, seven in relief. Backdoor pitch, just wide, ball two. And piggyback start means you have two guys, and obviously only one can technically start a game, but each is designed to give you multiple innings, and they usually rotate. The swing and a bouncing ball toward third. That's going to be knocked down by DeZenzo, but that will have no play, and base hit for Darryl. Single to third base. DeZenzo, another good, just a good get, just to knock that ball down, and not quite the same as that line drive that he knocked down off Denzel Clark's bat, but another good play, even though it'll go as a base hit. That gets by him. That is almost assuredly a double. One on and two men down, and here's Greg Dykeman. He is 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. He's down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So just for example, on Sunday, Julio Robina, who comes on here in the fifth inning, will be the starter. He's the scheduled starter, and Peyton Plumlee will likely pitch somewhere just after the midway point of the game. Pitch inside for a ball, 2-0 to Greg. So many different guys have save opportunities when you utilize the piggyback system. Robina does not at this point in the season. Ball hit sharply towards second, and it's off the glove of Vilas into right field for the base hit. On his way to third is Darryl Hernandez, and Greg Dykeman with a two-out single. Throw dribbles through, but is backed up. So it's first and third, two men down. Sharp single by Greg Dykeman. Luis Vilas Jr. made a diving effort, and ball just caromed off his glove into right field. So two on, two out. Here's Denzel Clark. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the second. And that infield, it goes as an infield single, but it was a line drive knocked down by DeZenzo. And a really good reaction. Shortstop will still battle the sunshine for a while. Called strike outside corner to Denzel, 0-1. Shortstop is Chad Stevens, and he is going from about the letters up in the sunlight. So you can just imagine that sun is peering right over the stadium at him. 0-1 pitch, outside and high for a ball. One ball, one strike. As the roof is somewhat rounded here, really is kind of a crescent shape. It casts a crescent-shaped shadow out onto the field. The bottom edge of that crescent, boys, right at the shortstop pitch. Called strike of the knees, 1-2. Boy, Denzel getting picked on. Two virtually perfect pitches by the lefty Robina. 1-2. Runners at the corners, two down. Hounds lead 4-3. Pitch to Denzel. Swing and a miss. And he is out on strikes, and the inning will come to an end. So the Hounds get a couple of base hits with two down in the inning. But Julio Robina comes back with his first strikeout. And no damage done. No runs on two base hits, no errors. And a couple of men left on base. We have played five. And our Village Car Wash score this game reads the Rock Hounds 4 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 3.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering life every day.
Top of the sixth inning. I've hit the wrong button 2 innings in a row. Man, I'm rolling. Look at that now. Colin Barber leads it off. Luis Aviles Jr. and Chad Stevens to follow. Jack Cushing back to the mound. 4-3. Hounds lead it. Barber from the left side. He's hit it hard both times. A swing, and that's a fly ball into right field. Right center is going to push, I think, to center. And Lawrence Butler will make the catch. That ball jumped off the bat, and that will tell you earlier, Colin sent one the opposite way, and the wind helped, meaning no disrespect, but it did. And in this case, the wind really hindered, as in right center field, it'll be Lawrence Butler to make the catch. Ball started pretty much to right center, but the wind pushing right to left and inward. And Butler will handle for the out, and that'll bring up Luis Aviles Jr., right-handed hitter, 0 for 2 in this one. Takes a high strike, 0-1. Saw Luis earlier this season with San Antonio. He was released by the Padres. He has been in the Mexican League and the Independent American Association since. There's a swing and a miss, 0-2. But coming into this game, he was 17 for 50. That's a .340 average with Corpus Christi. And of his 17 hits and 50 at-bats, 7 were home runs. 14% of your hits, home runs. 14% of your at-bats, home runs. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Boy, chased one down and away, so this time he is out on strikes. Second straight strikeout for Aviles Jr. 6 strikeouts for Jack Cushing. That'll bring up Chad Stevens. 0 for 2 with a fly out to right field and a bounce out to third base. Nobody on, 2 out, top of the 6th. It's 4-3 Rockhounds. Stevens takes outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Activity now in the Rockhounds bullpen. With a lefty warming. A swing and a miss. Chased one down and away. 1 ball, 1 strike. Jack has given up 3 runs on 6 hits. All 3 runs and half of the hits coming in the first inning. Stevens waits, 1-1 count to the hook shortstop, takes just up and in for a ball, 2-1 the count. Jordan Brewer would be next, he's 2 for 2 in this game for the hooks. 2-1 pitch, swinging a fly ball in the air to right field. Boy, wind really knocking this down, Denzel has to come way in to make that play, that wind is really strong. Again, it did help early in this game, this time it knocks that fly ball down to just a pop-up into very shallow right field, and Chad Stevens is retired. So Ma Nature is really in evidence in this game. That's the first time that San Antonio, listen to me, San Antonio, first time the hooks have gone in order in this game. They go 1-2-3 here in the top of the sixth inning. So the last of the six we go, and our Village Car Wash score of this game, Rockhounds 4 and Corpus Christi 3.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Rockhounds 4, Corpus Christi Hooks 3 to the bottom half of inning number 6. Shane McGuire will lead it off. A.J. Schwartz and Lazaro Armentero will follow. It's the left-hander Julio Robina. First pitch delivery is down the middle, called strike, and the count is 0-1. Robina coming on in the fifth. Couple of base hits, and he got that terrific catch. Good backup pitch will get there, called strike. It's 0-2. Got a brilliant play from Zach Daniels in right field. And, you know, in retrospect, you go back, and that was followed by two consecutive base hits. Had Daniels not hung onto that ball, that would have been a double for Brett Harris. So when you kind of rewind things a little bit, in retrospect, that saved at least one run. 0-2 to McGuire. Pitch to Shane. Swing and a miss. Boy, had him way out in front and over the top. Swinging strike three. Second consecutive strikeout for Robina. One man down. And here's J.J. now. Well, he is 0-2 and is flat getting picked on in this game. Two strikeouts on six pitches. Right-handed hitter looking to bust down a little. Slump of late. Pitch drops down and in for a ball to J.J. One ball, no strikes. 228 on the season. Has some power. He has six home runs, 22 driven in. 1-0 pitch. Takes a strike knee high outside edge. One ball, one strike. I think I owe you Robina's overall numbers, don't I, Julio? And the piggyback starter in this game delivers down low for a ball, two balls and one strike. Robina is 6-4, very, very respectable, 4.01 ERA, 14th outing. Seven starts, seven in relief. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-1, again the piggyback start system. 58 in the third innings, 56 base hits, 27 walks, a little high, but 57 strikeouts. Pitch right down the middle, called strike. Count goes full, 3-2 to J.J. So a 1.43 whip. Opposition hits 255 against him. Pitch to Schwartz just outside. Boy, borderline pitch. And J.J. took it. Of course, he's playing first base in this game. He's also a catcher. He took that one with the eye of a catcher, and it's one on with one man down. Here's Lazaro. Lazaro, a double and a single in this game. The double drove in two. The single looked like it would drive home a run. Instead, the ball sharply hit to the right side, hit base runner Shane McGuire. So Lazaro wound up at first base, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. But, of course, the runner from third could not advance, so didn't get the RBI. That run did later score. Breaking pitch and a good one, called strike two. So Robina jumps ahead of Armentero, so 2-2 the count. O-2 stretch and pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Boy, a three-pitch whiff. So he was 2-for-2. He's quickly 2-for-3, and Robina with two strikeouts in this inning, both on three pitches. Drew Swift, he's 1-for-2, RBI single, and a strikeout. 6 for his first 13 as a member of the Rockhounds, right-handed hitter. Started the year in the injured list to spend some time on the IL. Takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Mentioned earlier, joined the team on Friday in San Antonio and was in the lineup right away. Pitch up and away for a ball. It's 1-1. And a terrific series against the Missions. And 1-for-2 with his fourth ribby in four games in this one. 1-1 pitched by Robina, and that is sliced foul out of play. 1-2. 1-2. The walk to J.J. Schwarz, sandwiched between a couple of strikeouts. Top of the order, Lawrence Butler waiting on deck for the Hounds. Bottom of the sixth, Rockhounds with a 4-3 advantage. Pitch is bounced foul at the plate, got over the top of that breaking ball, and the count goes 1-2. Infield is at long last out of the treachery of the sunset. Left and center field will still be bothered a little bit. And speaking of center field, Drew Gilbert is playing as wide of the batter's eye as I have ever seen a center fielder do. They really think Swift will go the opposite way if he does, if he gets the ball in play. Gilbert is in shallow right center. Remember, the wind is right to left, and it's strong. Daniels is shading the line and very shallow. Gilbert in right center field. Okay, center right center. And Loperfido deep in left. There's a swing and a foul out of play. I mean, the wind is a factor. Just to take a picture of this outfield, man, and if you didn't know the conditions, it looks flat out crazy. Right fielder shallow and well toward the line. Center fielder way shallow and way toward right center, and the left fielder playing straight away and deep. Well, that's Ma Nature. 2-2 count. Pitch to Drew. Down and in, ball 3. So J.J. Schwarz will run with this pitch. Two men down, bottom of the sixth. Hounds try to expand a 4-3 advantage. Drew Swift from the right side facing the left-hander, Julio Robina. Full count pitch. Runner goes. Bounced foul. That's 3 2-strike foul balls. Drew Swift doing battle here. Mentioned Drew is from Arizona State University. That's where the A's drafted him. He makes his home in Chandler. At least that is where he is from. 3 balls, 2 strikes again. Robina set at the belt. 3-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch swung on and punched down the right field line. It's a base hit. Daniels will make the play and limit him to a single. Boy, that iPad. My goodness. Daniels, as I said, was very shallow. He was toward the line. If he's playing anywhere near straightaway right field, which you would normally assume in positioning, that's an easy double. Schwarz was running. He'll get the third. And Drew Swift is 2-for-3 in this game. He's 7-for-14 as a Rockhound. And now here's Lawrence Butler, first and third. Third base hit allowed by Robina. Pitch were just outside, and C.J. Stubbs held the glove right where the ball hit it, but just a little outside. 1-ball, no strikes. Counts at a couple of two-out base hits in the fifth inning. They have 2-1 with 2-out here in the sixth. Pitches up just a little bit high. Ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Might have been outside. Swift at first. Schwarz at third. Two men down. 4-3 Hounds. Set by Robina. Swing and a miss. Big rip by Lawrence. Comes up empty 2-1. Butler 0-for-3. Good play to start the game by first baseman Jordan Brewer. He has struck out and bounced out since, has Lawrence. Pitch just outside. Boy, Robina has missed, but not by much with any of his pitches here to Butler. 3-1 to count to Lawrence. Brett Harris on deck. two out, sixth inning. Stretch and pitch, and that ball is sliced foul, back and out of play. 3-2 the count. So Swift will run from first. Stepping out for a moment, now back in. Pitch clock reset and counting. Three balls, two strikes, two on, two out. One-run ball game stretch with Butler waiting. And the pitch from Robina is swung on, lifted high in the air to left field. Boy, the wind is really pushing foul ground, and DiCenzo, sliding effort, couldn't quite make the play. Boy, right at the railing. Hope he's okay. Boy, that was very similar to the play that Brett Harris tried to make, and he was injured on that play, if you recall. Missed a couple of games. And the hooks are going to attend to Zach DiCenzo. Boy, he has been so good at third base in this ballgame on two or three different occasions. And he is still down, at least for the moment. Athletic trainer Takeaki Ando attending to him. Boy, went into that railing. That is almost exactly the spot where Brett Harris tried to make the play. That a little bit different in terms of the angle of pursuit, but right at that same spot. Does stand up here, so that's a great sign. Again, when Brett did that, he was chasing a ball and reached into the screen, but he hit the railing, and I'm sure that's exactly what DiCenzo did as well. And Brett was going at a much, much faster clip. He was in pursuit, a little more of in pursuit of a ball, going up the foul line toward the left field corner. DiCenzo up and, boy, you never know. It looks like maybe he might have run a foot. Yeah, not so much the body, the upper body, but it looked like maybe twisted an ankle or banged his foot and leg going into the abutment down there, the concrete abutment. He will stay in the game, and that is good, good news. A terrific effort by DiCenzo. Brett was going full tilt when he tried to reach up and make the catch, and he just spun and hit the deck after he banged into the railing, and I saw him. He missed a couple of games, and I saw him 2 days later. We was riding the exercise bike, and we were just talking about him, hoping that he was feeling okay and he was better, said he'd be in the next day. And said he felt like he ran into a wall. I think I suggested to him that he pretty much did. Now 3-2 to Butler, second time, takes down and away, ball four, good patience by Lawrence. So a couple of hits, couple of walks in this inning. Actually one hit and a couple of walks, thank you, bases loaded. Butler is at first, Swift is at second. J.J. Schwarz at third, and here's Brett Harris. 0-3, centered opposite field line, kind of a soft liner toward the right field line. That was the play that Zach Daniels made a brilliant grab on. Hard hit ball toward the left side. That'll be knocked down by shortstop Stevens. Throws the second. Not going to be in time. And that'll drive home a run. Really good effort again by Stevens. That'll be a base hit for Harris. I don't think that could be called a fielder's choice. I don't get much of any chance, so we'll see how that'll go.
Shortstop Darrell.
That was pretty much a desperation throw. Brett will get an RBI. There's no error, but I would see if we can get a little help here. But Brett drives home a run. It's 5-3. I don't think there was an obvious play on anybody, so we'll see if Harris gets a hit or not. Pitch down and in 1-0 to Darrell Hernandez. We're talking about this scenario during the last homestand, in fact. So the base is still loaded. Runners move up 90 feet. J.J. Schwarz scoring. Swift to second, or rather to third. Butler to second, and Brett Harris on at first base. Called strike to Darrell Hernandez. Count is one ball, one strike. Blue scoreboard has 0-2. Forgive me, I glanced away. And it's a base hit for Brett Harris. I'm sorry, that's what I was looking at. Swinging a foul away. I've got 1-2. Scoreboard down. The scoreboard has 1-2 as well, so I think that is correct. So an RBI single for Brett Harris. Really good effort by Stevens. If he doesn't get to that ball, that drives home two. Instead of just a drive-in run, swinging. Hernandez, a fly ball, very shallow left field, backpedaling is Stevens coming on, and a sliding catch in left field by Loperfido. Boy, again, that wind is just wreaking havoc in this ball game. Little pop-up you would think would have been absolutely routine. Instead, Joey Loperfido has to make a sliding catch, and make it he does. and the inning is over. So it is one run on two base hits, two walks, no errors, and three men are left on base. So we have played six, and the Rockhounds expand the lead in the top half of the stretch inning here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And our Village Car Wash score of the game now reads the Rockhounds 5 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 3.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Jordan Brewer will lead it off. We'll go to the top half of the seventh inning. First pitch down and away. Ball one, one ball, no strikes to the right-handed hitter. C.J. Stutz in top of the order. Drew Gilbert to follow in the Corpus Christi 7-5-3. Rockhounds lead. Pitch to the corner. Got there at the knees. Called strike. Count goes 1-1. Jordan Brewer 2-for-2 with a double and stolen base in this game. Pop up in the infield, wind blowing. It's going to go into foul ground. Catcher, anybody? Nope, nobody going to be able to make the play. Shane McGuire was trying to, but man, that wind is just absolutely befuddling. That was a pop up that on a calm evening would have been somewhere right in the middle of the infield. Instead, it came back toward home plate and wound up about 15 feet foul, maybe 10 feet foul. And drop between Shane McGuire and the plate. Shane just trying to get some kind of a gauge on it, but man, that wind is just nasty. And 20 miles an hour all game long, 20 plus. They're called third strike. Jordan Brewer disagrees. Brewer on strikes and lingering and discussing a little bit. He is out on strikes. Jack Cushing into his seventh inning of work. This is his seventh strikeout. C.J. Stubbs. He has struck out twice in this game, 0-for-2, is the Hooks catcher. Pitch up and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Mentioned earlier, Michael Coffin, the Hooks radio voice, and I were kind of discussing whether or not open window tonight, and we both agreed, well, you can, you want to try if at all possible, but man, even in the broadcast booth, the wind is wreaking some havoc. Pitch misses, count goes two balls, no strikes. 2-0 the count to C.J. Stubbs. Right-handed hitter with the top of the order on deck. Cushing's pitch swung on, fouled away, two balls and one strike. Sunlight no longer a factor unless it's very, very deep right, basically against the center field or right field walls. But other than that, field at long last in shadows. Swinging a foul straight back, and the count is two balls, two strikes. Jack looks in for the sign, glove in front of his face, and a 2-2 pitch bends down and away, two balls, two strikes. He
And the Hooks with a three-run first inning. Jack Cushing still on the mound. There is activity behind him in the bullpen. Pitch from Jack, and that's up high. That's ball four. Second walk of the ball game against seven whiffs. And C.J. Stubbs will jog to first base. Drew Gilbert, the batter, now top of the order. But here comes Bobby, and that, I do believe, will be it for Jack Cushing. Yep, so the Hounds will go to the bullpen. But, boy, after that rough first inning, Jack takes this one-third into the seventh inning. So six and a third, gives up six base hits. Three runs all earned. He's responsible, of course, for C.J. Stubbs on at first base. He walked two, struck out seven. And check the Hounds reliever as the top of the order will be at the plate here in the seventh inning. Mentioned this series continues through Monday. A little different alignment here with the 4th of July, the Independence Day weekend upcoming. So teams will play here through Monday. It's David Liao. It is David Liao. Come out of the bullpen. So the left-hander out of the Rockhounds bullpen. David will come on in the 7th inning. Save situation. On and one man down. 7 o'clock start time tomorrow. By the way, that pause, and I'm almost sorry we don't have video. I made a really nice catch on the score sheet, which just got a gust of wind and tried to fly back to the back of the booth. I caught it. First catch I've made since 1963. So 7 o'clock tomorrow. That, of course, will be Thirsty Thursday. I hardly had to tell you that. Then on Friday, first 1,000 fans will receive a Rockhounds tank top. That's a new item. And Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, July 1, 2, and 3, fireworks nights at the yard. 7 o'clock, as is the usual start time on Saturdays. And Sunday and Monday a little bit earlier, 6:05. That should work out pretty well, I would think, still, for the fireworks show. So 6:05 on Sunday and Monday. Of course, tickets available right where you are right now, MidlandRockhounds.org. And, of course, at the ticket office. So we'd love to have you spend part of your Independence Day weekend with us here. Three fireworks nights, July 1, 2, and 3. Good stuff all the way through this homestand. And, again, for Hooks fans, the team will be home on the 4th of July at Whataburger Field. Here's Drew Gilbert now. One man on, one man down. Pitched by Leal. Just outside from the left-hander. One ball, no strikes. And Zach Daniels on deck. Gilbert, 1-for-3, led the game off with a single and came around to score. Slightly open stance, gets in a bit of a crouch. Back up pitch point, he drops to his left knee with a swing and a miss. Guy really plays the game full tilt. Boogie was the heart and soul of a tremendous Tennessee team just a year ago. Pitch from Leal, breaking ball, ripped it foul. Boy, that may have deflected off the foot of the first base coach. Ouch. One ball and two strikes. Thank you very much. Foul ball is retrieved and gently tossed into the stands, so that'll make somebody's night. One ball and two strikes. There is one man on with one man down. We're at the top of the seventh. Hounds lead 5-3. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Gilbert waits. Leal comes set. David's pitch swung on and belted, but foul, boy, he just ripped that. Well, I think David would tell you got too much of the plate, and boy, Gilbert just absolutely drilled it. Got a little out in front of it, and of course, with David Leal, that's not unusual. Throws a lot of off-speed stuff. One-two count, second time. Stubbs is running. Pitch is swung on. Chopped out toward second base. Charging hard is Swift. Going to have to hurry thin. We'll have no play. That's very wise on Drew Swift's part. Did not try to throw the ball. Base hit for Gilbert. He is 2-for-4 and a little chopper to second base. I think if Drew tried to throw that ball, A, you're not going to get him.
in all likelihood, and B, it's an off-balance throw, and you just don't want to throw it away. So I think discretion was the better part of valor. It's first and second, one man down, and here's Zach Daniels. He is 1-for-2 with a double, and a run scored in the first, a strikeout and a walk since. So the hook's in some business here, first and second. One away, hard of the order up there, and Joey Loperfido has been tremendous against the Hounds, especially his on deck. Good backdoor pitch called strike on the off-speed delivery, 0-1. Field entirely in shadows now, just one little stream of sunlight on the grass in deep right center, a little bit on the outfield walls, but the playing surface in the shadows, a breaking pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. And the wind has been unrelenting. Started this game at 103 degrees and 20 miles an hour wind. 0-2 count. Pitch by Leal. Drops down and in for a ball. One ball and two strikes. 98 degrees in the moment and 23 on the wind. Time called up. Something got out onto the field from... No idea where. I guess, out of the bullpen, I guess. Maybe high on the berm. Not sure, but something out onto the field. Here is the stretch now. The pitch, and that is down and in for a ball. And it's two balls, two strikes. Two set. Leal glances out at second, comes to the plate, fires down and in ball three. So, man, the plot really thickens here. Full count. 0-2 is now 3-2. First and second, the runners. C.J. Stubbs is a catcher, but he can run a little bit. And Gilbert, likewise, do they go? 3-2, they run. Pitch is swung on and missed. There'll be no throw, so it's a double steal and a strikeout. Boy, that brings the tying runs into scoring position. So, again, from a strategic standpoint, you love the aggressiveness there from the hooks. It's second and third with two men down. And Joey Loperfido at the plate. And if you're the Corpus Christi hooks, you couldn't draw up a better scenario here. Runners in scoring position, and you've got the guy up there you want. First pitch from Leal is down and away for a ball. 1-0 from David. Loperfido is 1-for-3. RBI bounce out of the first. He singled to right in the third and lined out sharply to Lazaro Armenteros in the fifth. Pitch from Leal. Back up delivery, swung on, lifted high in the air, right field, but the wind is blowing in, and there to make the play is Denzel. Well, that ball didn't get as high in the air as I thought it did, so a fly ball to right field. And again, boy, if you do that same thing and hit it to the left field, it'll carry a whole bunch, but to right field, the wind knocked it on down. And so it's no runs on a hit and a walk, no errors, and two men are left on base. Taking out to ball game time, as you might hear in the background. Well, that's going to be our topic as well on our non-Googleable trivia coming up. Village Car Wash score. Take me out to the ballgame time. Reads the Rockhounds 5 and Corpus Christi 3.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, Rockhounds 5, Corpus Christi 3. Non-Googleable trivia, we just sang, well, I just, the fans did, personally so, Take Me Out to the Ball Game has just been sung here at the ballpark. Right, it'll take me out to the ball game, seventh inning stretch, and fans will be doing that all across the country, of course, tonight and have all day. On this date, 1940, the Dodgers, now they were in Brooklyn at the time, and they did a really nice thing at their old ballpark. It's called Ebbets Field. They dedicated a day at the ballpark to a guy named Jack Norworth. Now, if you don't know who he was, and I wouldn't blame you, Jack Norworth is the man who wrote the lyrics to the song that was just sung, Take Thee Out to the Ball Game. And so it was Jack Norworth Day at Ebbets Field, and it was to honor him and his songwriting partner. Here's Greg Dykeman, stands in, takes a call. Strike in the bottom of the seventh inning underway. Greg Dykeman, Denzel Clark, and Shane McGuire facing the left-hander Julio Urbina, 5-3 Rock Hounds. Hounds dodging a jam in the top of the inning. Called strike one, knee-high outside corner. Can't place it better than that. Well, Jack Norworth wrote the lyrics to Take Me Out to the Ball Game. A songwriter named Albert Von Tilzer, his partner, wrote the music to Take Me Out to the Ball Game. But the pitch to Greg, back up pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, a three-pitch whiff, and the frustrated Greg Dykeman will walk back to the dugout. Three pitches, another three-pitch strikeout for Urbina. He has four strikeouts, three of them on three pitches each, of course. There is one very unusual fact about that songwriting pair, Jack Norworth and Albert Von Tilzer, and the song that they wrote. Pitch down and in, it bounds away to Denzel Clark. Denzel, 1-for-3, reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the second, singled and scored in the fourth, and struck out in the fifth inning. That was against Urbina. Backdoor pitch called strike, and it's one ball, one strike from the left-hander. And I will give you a little bit of a hint. I don't know if it's a huge one, but it's the best I could come up with. 1-1 pitch, swung on, popped up, right side. Wind is a factor. And who will make the catch? It'll be Brewer, the first baseman. Pop up, edge of the grass, right side. Two men down, and here is Shane McGuire. Every fan in attendance at this ballpark, and every fan in attendance anywhere tonight who sang that song, whether they actually sang it or not, did something that neither Jack Norworth nor Albert Von Tilzer had ever done when they wrote the song Take Me Out to the Ballgame. Never done it. Here's Shane McGuire. Takes a good backup pitch for a called strike from Urbina, and the count is 0-1. Shane, 1-for-2, a walk and a run scored in the second, singled in the fourth, and struck out in the sixth. That's in the bottom of the seventh. Base is empty, two down. Pitch drops low, 1-1. Well, you see, neither Jack Norworth nor Albert Von Tilzer, the two guys who wrote Take Me Out to the Ball Game, had ever been to a ball game in their lives. Called strike 1-2. But they wrote a heck of a song. Thought they did a really nice job, having never been to a ballpark, apparently, and it worked out nicely. We're still singing the doggone thing. Here's the 1-2 pitch, ground ball right side. To his left is Aviles Jr. He's got it. Throw to first base for the out. So the Hounds go quietly here in the seventh inning as they go in order. I love it. Take me out of the ballgame. Have you ever been? Nope. Can't say that I have. But they got a whole bunch of royalties, so I guess it all worked out just fine. We have played seven. Village Car Wash, score of our game. Opening game of the six-game series, Rockhounds 5 and the Hooks 3.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hounds and the Hooks opening a six-game series here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Into the top of the eighth we go with the Rockhounds, a 5-3 advantage. Middle third of the Corpus Christi order, Zach DeCenzo, Colin Barber, and Luis Aviles Jr. Will face left-hander David Leal on in relief of Jack Cushing. Cushing gave up three runs in this game. They all came in the first inning. He then pitched into the seventh, got the first out of the seventh inning. So six innings and a third. Six hits, three runs all earned, two walks, seven strikeouts. Very solid start for Jack Cushing. Zach DeCenzo with a win, just whipping swings and fouls one away. 0-1 won the count. DeCenzo in this ballgame 0 for 3. Right-handed hitter. The 0-1 pitch to the back door, called strike. Boy, just got there, 0-2. No balls and two strikes to count. DeCenzo waits, Leal with a pitch, swung on, popped in the air. Boy, anything in the air is an adventure. Right side of the infield, Drew Swift, I think the man with the beat on it, or is it? Yep, will be. J.J. was looking up, too, from first base, but a pop out to second base. There's basically nothing easy about a pop-up in this game, and we have had a lot of baseballs hit in the air. Here's Colin Barber. 1-for-3, but the one was a big one, a two-run home run back in the top of the first inning. Hooks took a 3-0 lead. Drew Gilbert and Zach Daniels set the table with back-to-back game-opening base hits. Barber checks his swing, but he takes a strike. It's 0-1. That was second and third, nobody out. Joey Loperfido drove in a run with a bounce out, and Colin Barber, opposite field home run into the left field bullpen. Swings a hard hit ball, and that's into right center for a base hit. Tying run will come to the plate in the form of Luis Aviles Jr., and he has 7 home runs in 53 at-bats since joining the Hooks. He was 0-for-3 in this one. He sent the ball to deep center field his first time up. He really hit it hard. It was into the wind a little bit. And didn't quite do damage, but hit it hard. He has struck out twice since. Right-handed hitter, he's the second baseman. Mentioned earlier, boy, well-traveled here in 2023 as Luis takes just a little low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Opened the year with San Antonio and the Padres organization. Was released by the Padres, but played briefly in the Mexican League, very, very briefly, and even more briefly in the American Association, then signed by the Astros. Fly ball straightaway center field. Lawrence Butler looking up into the sky, and he's got it for the out. We'd love to just be able to kind of get inside the head of anybody handling a fly ball in this stuff, and as they track it, not easy at all. Here comes Bobby. That might be it for David Leal in this game. Yep, sure will be. So the Hounds will go to the bullpen with two outs in the top of the eighth inning. So David goes an inning and a third. Gives up two base hits. No runs. He's responsible, of course, for the man on base. No walks and one strikeout. So it's a runner at first. Two men down here in the top half of inning number 8. The Rockhounds again will go to the bullpen. The batter will be Chad Stevens. And Hooks shortstop is 0-for-3 in this game. Trey Schupak, I believe, will be the new pitcher for the Rockhounds. Again, the sky is still an evening blue. Still playing about, well, mostly under Mother Nature's light, I would think.
Now pitching for the Rockhounds.
So Trey Schupak on the pitch has been used a good deal down the stretch. And this is a save situation, so David Leal will get a hold in this game. And Trey will relieve him. Numbers on Schupak. He is 4-0 with a 4.5 ERA, 4.58. Makes his 22nd appearance all out of the bullpen. He is 0-for-2 in save situations, which he inherits here. Other numbers are really pretty good. 37 hits in 37 and a third inning, so right out of hit per inning. 13 walks and 36 strikeouts. So basically 3-to-1 ratio. A 1.35 whip. And opposition hitting 250 against him. So veteran right-hander will face Chad Stevens, one on and two out here in the eighth inning. By the way, I mentioned it earlier, but on our Astound Broadband Road to the Show, just a tip of the cap to two guys, and they both happen to be leadoff batters in this game. To Corpus Christi's Drew Gilbert and to the Rockhounds' Lawrence Butler, congratulations on their selection to the All-Star Futures game. That is high praise indeed. Some of the best young minor league talent in the game. It'll be in Seattle on Saturday, July 8th. Trey Shupak's first delivery, and that's a swinging strike to Chad Stevens. Chased one down and away, 0-1. All-Star Futures game, of course, part of the All-Star weekend. Oh, great environment. That's just terrific stuff. 0-1 pitch swung on, hit in the air, center field. Butler going back, still going back, and he'll make the catch over the shoulder. Boy, that line drive was absolutely smoked. The wind is just, again, such a factor. That ball bent a little bit toward left field. It was basically on a line, but it did move a little with the wind. And that almost fooled Lawrence, but he got back and made the play deep center field. Boy, Chad Stevens just missed extra bases. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left. So we're bound for the bottom half of the eighth inning. And boy, just by the bat of an eye, our Village Car Wash score will remain the Rockhounds 5 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 3. Technological glitch, I do believe, so we'll just keep this one right here. Welcome back to this broadcast, Rockhounds and Corpus Christi, the opener of this series, the opener of the second half of this Texas League season. You know, everything on planet Earth these days is run by computer, including our audio source, and all of a sudden that computer is not cooperating at all. Hey, elsewhere, these are the opening matchups in this is the first series of half number two. Springfield is playing at Arkansas. First half champs are flexing their muscles again. Arkansas 5, Springfield 1, top of the eighth. Frisco is at first half champion San Antonio in the South. And the Rough Riders, they're a talented team. They lead the Missions 2-1, top of the eighth inning. It's a good ballgame in San Antonio, 2-1 Rough Riders. Tulsa and Amarillo tied 7-7 at Hodgetown in the Panhandle. In Wichita, all over Northwest Arkansas, 13-3 in Wichita, top of the sixth. Here we go to the bottom of the eighth, and a swinging strike one to J.J. Schwarz, and we are underway now in inning number eight. Bottom third of the order, J.J., then Lazaro Armenteros and Drew Swift. Swinging a chopper towards short, glove by Stevens, and he will make the play nicely, and J.J. bounces out. Ground out to shortstop, one down in the bottom half of inning number eight. Let's lead at 5-3. Wichita actually slipped to fifth place in the North by a half game down the stretch. But, boy, the wind surge have been good in their first two Texas League seasons, and they're starting this half with emphasis. Pitch down and into the shoot tops of Lazaro Armenteros. One ball, no strikes from Julio Robina. Lazaro, 2-for-3. Two-run double and a run scored in the second. Base hit in the fourth and a strikeout in the sixth. He takes down an in ball two. Two balls, no strikes. So Trey Shupak will, it would appear anyway, will close this game out of the ninth inning. Rockhounds have a two-run lead. Big swing and a miss by Lazaro, and the count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Right-handed hitter is Lazaro. 170 the average. Again, 2-for-3 in this one. He's got some pop. The pitch is down and in. Ball 3. 3-1. The other thing about this, the half seasons in the minors, of course, because minor leagues are first and foremost about development. So, for example, for Lazaro, who has a 3-1 count here, takes down and in. Ball 4. Cutting down on the strikeouts
Not saying that that's maybe his personal focal point, but that's going to be interesting to watch because he has been really productive despite hitting only 170. But the strikeout total is very high. Not quite 50% of his at-bats, but close to it. So you cut that number down by even a small percentage, and the guy is capable of very good things. He has been productive despite the low average and high strikeout total. Here's Drew Swift. He takes ball one from Robina. One ball, no strikes. Drew is 2-for-3. And he's loved double-A baseball so far, has Drew Swift. Swings on the ball out towards shortstop. And a diving stop by Stevens. Underhands the second for one. Back to first. And they get him. Yep, they did. Terrific play by Stevens. Boy, he hit the deck, a sliding play. Flip to Aviles for one and on to first base, a double play. Beautifully turned. And Chad Stevens, just a terrific play. And then to stay with that and make that underhanded toss in time to complete the double play is something. So this time, Drew Swift bounces into the double play. No runs or hits, a walk, no errors, and nobody left on base. So we will go to the top of the ninth inning. This is interesting, folks. We have a mighty technology is apparently not improved here. We have to just keep this one here. We shall see as we go to the top of the ninth. Trey Schupach. We go back to the mound. Well, goodness, Mr. Computer doesn't want to cooperate here this evening. Thank you very much. Start of the second half, and the computer is checking out. And so we shall keep this one right here as well. In the top half of the ninth for the hooks, it'll be Jordan Brewer who will lead it off. C.J. Stubbs will follow. Then back to the top of the order for Drew Gilbert and Zach Daniels. And it will be Trey Schupach looking for his first save of this season, and he will take it here into the top half of the ninth inning. Boy, warm and windy. And just as I say that, by the way, the score sheet goes flying. Again, thank you very much. The rigors of working with open windows at times in West Texas. Jordan Brewer stands in. He has doubled, singled, and struck out in this game. He also added a stolen base along the way. Now, Jordan Brewer is the batter, and we go to the top half of the ninth. Schupach to face him, right-handed hitter. Jordan, the first baseman. A couple of really nice picks early on in this game. Swings ground ball, too sharp, hops to shortstop, and knocked down by Hernandez. Retrieves, throws, and nope, didn't get it. Yep, Darrell just dropped it, and that'll be an E6. So just that quickly, Hooks have the tying run coming to the plate with nobody out on the miscue by Darrell Hernandez. Sharply hit, top spin ground ball, and it was right about belt level, and he looks like it might have hit the heel of the glove a little bit as he brought it in toward the body, but that's a fielding error on Darrell Hernandez. One on and nobody down, and here is C.J. Stubbs. Two strikeouts, a walk, and a steal. Right-handed hitter waits, one on. Nobody out, pitch to the corner, called strike 0-1. So Trey Schupach, a base runner not of his own doing. Stubbs at the plate, Gilbert and Daniels, top of the order, on deck and in the hole. 0-1 stretch, pitch by Trey, that'll get there, called strike two, quick 0-2 count. C.J. Stubbs at 188 on the year. Hitting about 230 in the season series with the Rockhounds, right-handed hitting catcher. 0-2 count, Schupach's pitch, breaking ball, got him, called third strike. C.J. really surprised. That, again, is a borderline pitch outside part of the plate, and it just nipped the outside edge. Strikeout is the first for Trey Schupach. And then came on with two outs in the eighth inning. David Leal goes an inning in the third, two hits, no runs, no walks, one strikeout. It's a hold in this game. Now Drew Gilbert. He is 2-for-4. Left-handed hitter, Schupach's pitch. Down and in, ball one. One ball, no strikes. And when you look now toward how a guy will do in the second half, boy, Hooks fans have to be Really excited about this kid. Number three prospect in the Astros organization. Takes high and away, and that's ball two, 2-0. Just an absolute full-tilt boogie ball player is Drew Gilbert. Left-handed hitter, one on, one out. Jordan Brewer, average lead, pitch by Schupak outside. That's ball three, and that's 3-0. Grant Holman had been closing for the Rockhounds, but he was sidelined by injury. He is doing a rehab assignment, in fact, in the Arizona Complex League. So Hounds tonight turning to Trey Schupak. Durbin Feltman has also been in that role a bit. The pitch, and that's high. That's ball four. So an error compounded by a walk, and boy, that's not pretty. Two on and one man down for Zach Daniels. Rockhounds with a two-run advantage, but tying runs are now on base. Daniels a double in four trips. He has struck out twice and walked. Two men on, one man down. Right-handed hitter waits. Hands up high, stirs that bat a little. Schupak stretch, pitch up high, ball one, one ball, no strikes. Shane McGuire is going to come out for a visit here. Said early on in this game when the Hooks jumped to the early 3-0 lead, Hounds have struggled at home. They're 14-22 here, and of course a lot of that damage came in the last homestand. And this being the start of the second half, you'd like to put one in the right direction, but it's a lead that right now is in some very serious jeopardy. Two men on, one man down. 1-0 count to right-handed hitting Zach Daniels. Pitch by Schupak, swung on, fouled back to the screen, 1-1. Daniels hitting right about 300 since joining the Hooks. Right fielder taps the plate. Daniels, big kid, 6'1", 220. Out of Stockbridge, Georgia. Here's the pitch from Schupak. That's high and away. Count evens or goes now. 2-1. Two balls, one strike to count. Straight away in the box. Runners their leads. Schupak set. Pitch takes flight. Swing and a bouncer foul. Breaking pitch, and he was out in front over the top. 2-2. Again, for the Rockhounds, you look on deck and the pulse rate goes up a couple of points. Joey Loperfido waiting on deck. Daniels waits, 2-2 pitch. Chopper back to the mound. Schupak makes the play, goes to second for one. Relay throw in time, ball game. 1-4-3. Boy, that's nicely handled by Schupak, and that is really nicely handled by Drew Swift at second base. That throw was low. And Drew handled it, but a good play by Schupak to make the play. And started the 1-4-3 inning-ending, game-ending double play. No runs or hits. One error and one man left on base. And Trey Schupak uses the glove and the arm to get himself his first save of the season. And Drew Swift with a really nice pick and turn on the 1-4-3 double play. Hounds win it with a final score of 5-3, and they open this homestand and open the second half with a victory. Gentlemen, one and all. Rockhounds, gentlemen, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Corpus Christi Hooks, three runs on eight base hits, no errors for Corpus, 3-8-0. Rockhounds, five runs, nine hits, two errors, one of those in the top of the ninth inning. It got dicey, 5-9-2. One home run of the game was hit early.
top of the first inning, Colin Barber sends one into the left field bullpen. The left-handed hitter went the opposite way, and we got that ball up into a very serious jet stream, which played havoc with 6 ounces of Rawlings baseball pretty much the entire evening. Colin Barber, 2-run home run. That's his 8th home run of the season that came in the top of the first inning. The winning pitcher is Jack Cushing, and the loss will go to starter Peyton Plumlee for Corpus Christi. A hold for David Liao, and a save, his first of the season, for Trey Schupach. And I think we've just had the rest of the box go final, so let me confirm the other numbers. This game played in 2 hours, 28 minutes of baseball daylight time. 2,259 on hand to start this homestand, and I have a feeling things are going to get a whole lot busier here at the ballpark now for the next 5 days, with 3 days of fireworks coming up, Thursday tomorrow, tank tops on Friday. Should be a tremendous day here for the Rockhounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game in a series opener, Rockhounds 5, Corpus Christi Hooks 3.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on morning. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Rockhounds 5 and Corpus Christi 3 in the opener of this set. Hooks built a 3-0 lead early, and boy, they got two terrific swings of the bat to start this game. Drew Gilbert and Zach Daniels back-to-back 0-2 base hits. Gilbert with a single to right field, sharply hit. Zach Daniels doubles into the right field corner. That puts second and third nobody out. Joey Loperfido drove in the game's first run with a bounce out first base to pitcher. That brought Drew Gilbert home. And then, as mentioned, Colin Barber went out later, a two-out, two-run home run into the left field bullpen. And that was our first introduction to just how strong the wind was. We started the game with 103 degrees and 20 miles an hour of wind. It actually increased, did the wind, rather than decrease during the early evening. It was 23 through much of the second half of this game. Colin Barber, two-run home run. It was 3-0. Rockhounds came back and equalized in the second. Couple of walks from starter Peyton Plumlee. And then with two men down, Lazaro Armenteros, a two-run double to right center, and Drew Swift, who went 2-for-4 in this game. He's been terrific since coming up his fourth game at AA, RBI single, and that tied the game at 3 apiece. The Rockhounds scored kind of an unusual run in the fourth inning, a leadoff single by Denzel Clark on a line drive that was knocked down by third baseman Zach DiCenzo. Again, to be redundant, sorry about that, but just a tremendous play, looking basically back into the sun and just a laser of a line drive. He didn't catch it, but he knocked it down. That certainly saved the base. So Denzel with a single, Shane McGuire a single. That put runners, single. That put runners at first and third. And after a J.J. Schwarz strikeout, pitching change brought on Cole McDonald. Lazaro Armenteros, who had the two-run double in the second, sent a sharp ground ball to second base. It was toward the second baseman, but before it could get to Aviles, it hit base runner Shane McGuire. So instead of going into right field, ball is dead. Base hit for Lazaro, but stuck at third is Denzel Clark, and out, of course, is Shane McGuire. So the run did not score, but it does on the next pitch, or lack of same, on a balk called to Cole McDonald, and that will actually be the game-winning run, as on the balk, the Rockhounds take a 4-3 advantage. Hounds scored one more time. That came in the sixth inning, a one-out walk to J.J. Schwarz, two-out single by Drew Swift.
And with the bases loaded and an infield single, Brett Harris, a really good effort by Chad Stevens, who got to the ball, tried a long throw to second base, but it was not in time. With the bases loaded, goes as a single for Brett Harris. RBI number 42, he leads the team, and that will make the score 5-3. And that is where this ball game, as it turns out, will end. The Hooks again with a rally, with a walk and an error in the top of the ninth inning. And the tying runs on base, but Zach Daniels bounces into a 1-4-3 double play. Trey Schupach, Rock County's pitcher, helping his own cause to be sure, as he will start the 1-4-3. Really nice turn, as we mentioned. Good turn and pivot. Good catch, turn and pivot by Drew Swift to close it out. Check those numbers we gave you just to make sure that they are correct. Corpus, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 3-8-0. The Rockhounds, 5 runs, 9 hits, couple of errors, 5-9-2. Jack Cushing, the winner, he is 2-3. Peyton Plumlee will take the loss, he is 0-6, and Trey Schupach with his first save of this season. Game 2 of this series will come your way tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock first pitch, so we will join you right about 6:50 here on MidlandRockhounds.org. It'll be Aaron Brown, right-hander for Corpus Christi. Aaron is 2-1 with a 5.55 ERA. And Jack Perkins for the Hounds, no wins or losses, a 6.52 ERA. Very, very early still in his double-A career, but the guy's off to a terrific start on the season. Jack Perkins will get the start for the Rockhounds. Look forward to bringing it your way, and thank you so much for hanging in with us here this opening night. Between the wind and the computer, nothing was easy tonight. Ringo Starr, the former Beatle, kids ask your great-grandparents, it don't come easy. His grammar was improper, but he was right about the rest. A little bit of a challenge, and in the breeze, boy, these teams really battled that all night long in this series opener. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hartz at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 5-3, the Rockhounds is our final score, and until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.